Invasion with Dax, Stilo, and Teo.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
Good morning, people.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Come on.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
Good morning, my American family.
Oh, hey.
Good morning.
We just got a text on the live line that says, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk. More work.
Would you like some more coffee?
Good morning, Arlington, Texas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The following radio show is more popular among pets than humans.
Good morning.
Good, good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
Showtime.
It's showtime.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, let's go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can't help it. I just can't.
Hi.
Oh.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
Doo-doo cock-a-poo-poo.
Nah.
Texts are already flowing in on the live line.
People saying good morning?
No.
Oh.
Sort of.
What are they saying?
Morning, boys.
Morning.
Today is my wife and I's anniversary. I'd like to wish my lovely wife a happy anniversary and a blessed day. 13 years of marriage.
Beautiful.
Uh-oh, lucky number 13.
Ooh. Didn't put their name or their wife's name.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys.
I like this next one. There better be a King's Kaleidoscope song on this new Music Tuesday. What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. You're only about
two weeks late, friend.
Welcome to the show.
That was 8 hours ago. They texted us that late at night. So I'm going to text them right now back a response.
Yes.
Yeah.
585 Live. Our live line is open. Good morning, Starmy. It is Tuesday. New Music Tuesday. We'll jump into that here in just a couple minutes.
Right.
It's 6:07.
High today of 90 degrees.
Nice.
I just made that up.
Oh,
come
liar. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I got really excited about that. I was so excited.
It's going to be a good
day. It's going to be the hottest summer yet.
Great.
What is
it's
that?
It's actually 91. I was off by a degree.
Very close. Good job.
I stuck my thumb out, licked it, and
there it was.
Depends on who you ask, though. Some are saying 92.
Boom. Nailed it.
I agree with them.
Boom.
Others are saying 90. So I was right.
Nailed it. Depending on
who you talk to.
Good morning.
Big show today, everyone. Huge. Ginormous.
I'm stoked.
Jam-packed, full
today
of goodness.
Today is going to be a solid New Music Tuesday.
Ooh, let's jump into it, huh?
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, this band was brought to me by our fair, young, sweet Daniel.
Mm.
I don't know this Daniel.
He's our boss. He is just a...
He does the middays. He's the one that's like... Bleh.
Yeah, he is a
never met him.
Nubile infant.
Sturdy.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
Small little angel baby. Mm. And he came... He was like... I guess he had found this band before, a volunteer. This guy used to be in another band that we play called Hoyle, which I love that band.
Yeah, dude.
And then he was like, you got to check out this stuff. And they've just put out a brand new single. So this is actually one person. It's his band, but... goes by the name Volunteer, and this song is called The World Is Ours.
Couple ways you can get a hold of us.
What are those
ways? Tell
us
about the new music. Dump it, get rid of it. Hey, add it to the playlist.
There you go.
Teo. What's the text line number?
Wait, what?
585 Live.
That's my only job.
585-5483.
He has great delivery.
Thanks, oh, man.
It's beautiful.
I like a mailman.
That's all I've got.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
What's our Facebook page?
Yeah.
Call me Karl Malone because they about to be a delivery.
No.
Yeah, don't play a soundbite over my joke.
Facebook.com/star88FM.
We'd love to hear your feedback. That's how we decide whether or not we're going to continue to play these songs. All right, first up to bat, Volunteer.
Volunteer.
New Music Tuesday, Volunteer. The World Is Ours, Star 88.
That's a pretty good song to wake up to.
Right?
What do you guys think about it, Starmy? Let us know. 585 Live, you can text in or go to facebook.com/star88FM. Tell us about all the new music, all morning, all day.
All day.
Every day.
our day.
And now, Ben.
Yeah, it was a. It did. We were trying to figure out, like, one of those melodies is a very familiar melody.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the ooh oohs.
Brandy
says, maybe it's the 6 a.m. talking, but I think I like it. Something about it reminds me of the Red Airplanes. I could kind of see that. Brian says, I like the guitar in the intro. Thebe says, yikes, setting the bar a little high right off the bat. This is a keeper.
Man.
Nano says, no-ish, maybe? So maybe not a fan.
I will say something, Starman. I overheard Teo talking to somebody yesterday saying that this is probably going to be one of the best New Music Tuesdays ever.
Who was I talking to?
Dan.
Don't ever listen to me when I talk. Ever again.
I listen in all the time.
You better quit eavesdropping.
6:15, good morning.
High today of 92 degrees. I'm just going to keep changing it every time.
Yeah. Welcome to the program.
Heck yeah.
Dex, Steve-O, Teo.
It's Teo.
We have a huge show for you guys. Coming up around 7:20 this morning. Her name is Carrie Preston.
Yes, dude!
She's married to Michael Emerson. From this show right here.
You are being watched. The government has a secret system. A machine that spies on you every hour of every day. I know because I built it.
I know you.
I designed the machine to detect acts of terror, but it sees everything.
You tell me every episode.
Violent crimes involving ordinary people.
Every episode.
People like you.
Have you guys watched that show yet?
What is that
show? Of course,
show?
Dude. Person of Interest.
Oh, it's so good. I just jumped on it probably 2 months ago.
Is that Jim Caviezel?
She was on. Yep. She was on the show. She played Grace on Person of Interest. Yeah.
Yep. It's really good. Really, really
good.
So
we're interviewing Jim Caviezel?
No. Oh. She was also on The Good Wife. She was an excellent character on The Good Wife.
Yep. And
I am so happy to be
talking. She's been in quite a few things.
Your mama tried to rob my bank.
What?
Now, I covered for her, but she came in there and made a circus out of it.
Kelly Prez, like, from my... Look, she and Joe Dirt?
All I know is this lady came by here ranting and raving, and she's the one who told me, so I only know it from her. It's something wrong with her lungs.
Mm.
Stuff's growing.
No.
What is it?
That's not good.
Mm-mm.
We need to figure out. We'll ask her today what's wrong with her lungs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll talk to her about 7:20. Carrie
Take
Preston.
A deep breath. It's good. It's good to breathe.
How are we shaping up? How are you guys feeling this morning?
I feel pretty good.
She was Jan Eagleman on Arrested Development.
Nice.
You still haven't seen that, huh?
I've never seen Arrested Development.
That's your show.
The Eagleman.
That would be your favorite show ever, Steve.
Weren't the Eaglemans... Wait, let me look at her.
Jason Bateman. Yeah. Hilarious.
Here.
Right there. Carrie Preston.
Carrie Preston.
Aren't the Eaglemans like the enemy family of...
I don't know.
She won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series.
Nice.
The Good Wife.
Yeah,
I watched a few seasons of The Good Wife.
Yeah.
My wife, that was one of her favorite shows, so I'd jump in and, what's going on here? And then I'm hooked.
Where is that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. Let's see. Lots of good stuff in the news this morning. Whiskey Tango coming up about a lunch lady. Powerball winners. Did some pretty cool stuff with their winnings. We'll give you an Olympic update. Swimming yesterday, boys. Swimming.
Awesome.
Olympic trials for swimming. I don't know. I'm swimming. What's that guy's name? Ryan Lochley?
Ryan Lochley? I don't know.
He doesn't pay attention to the swim.
Meh.
You were a swimmer.
Yeah.
You'd think you would watch the swimming.
Why would I?
You were a swimmer.
I hated it.
Your mom made you swim?
Yeah, I wanted to play baseball.
Swimming. Why would she let you play baseball?
Because it was dangerous, but she'd let me swim.
What?
It's better to know how to swim for emergency situations.
I wasn't allowed to play baseball or football because it was too dangerous.
How's baseball dangerous?
I played basketball for one season, went up for a rebound, ball hit me in the nose, blood everywhere. That was it for me.
Oh.
YMCA basketball over. Did I say baseball?
You got
basketball.
A bloody nose?
Yeah.
Oh,
and my
baby.
Mom was like, you are, no, this is so dangerous. You know what, Steven? Swimming and taekwondo. That's all you're doing.
What?
I know. Don't even get me started, bro.
She wants
I will
you to
go
be able
off.
To defend yourself and
from
in
sharks
case, in case a ditch flooded. She wanted you to be able to swim.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have a good mom. She just loves you.
I think she's overbearing.
Just loves you. What were we talking about?
Olympic swimming.
Oh, yeah, Olympic swimming. We'll give you an Olympic update. Let's see, 102 years ago on this day, back in 1914, ooh, Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand
and his wife,
Sophia, were assassinated.
Who knows what this caused?
That triggered a...
Who knows what it caused? What did it cause, Steve-O?
The Spanish Inquisition.
No, when Archduke Franz Ferdinand got assassinated, quit looking at the cheat sheet.
I'm not. I'm totally looking at Carrie Preston.
I watched you stare at Dex's computer.
It started. It triggered. So they were French.
French
Spanish, right? And their families were like, we got to inquire as to how they were assassinated, because we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Somebody called the Spanish Inquisition, and then they brought in the Spanish Inquisition.
Do you not see where I'm pointing?
And there, yeah, I see it. I see it.
It's World War One.
Yeah, I know.
Did you actually know that before?
He kept pointing at it.
He didn't want to look. He didn't want to cheat.
I was trying not to.
Proud of you.
Yeah, triggering World War One on this day. Yeah. Then, 97 years ago on this day, 1919, the treaty was signed in France, officially ending World War One.
Legit. But not legit, because then it put Germany in this terrible state, because they decided in the treaty that Germany owed everybody a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it set Germany up to get poorer and poorer and mistreated and mistreated. And next thing you know, this really charismatic guy comes along who's mm-hmm. like, hey, guys, look. We used to be awesome. And then you know the rest of the story.
Yeah, we know the rest. How old is John Cusack today? He's one of my favorite actors.
John Cusack.
46.
Big time in the 80s. 52.
50.
Oh.
John Elway. Celebrating today.
Basketball player. Early mm-hmm. 80s. John Elway is...
53.
48.
56. The man. That was intense.
He played for the Memphis Grizzlies.
He did. He sure did. Let's see. We'll talk more about transgenders this morning. It seems like we've been talking about that quite a bit.
It's a fluid conversation.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have another interview interrupt us during our transgender talk coming up.
Do we have anybody from Night Vision Fest calling in today?
Anybody from Night Vision, Steve-O?
Not that I know of. They tried to get a couple more, and I said no.
You said no?
I did.
Good for you.
Good.
Good. Good! Just how we do it, man.
It's the circle of life, son!
Did you just go hang up on yourself, celebrity?
Forgot to do that yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Oh!
It's your trademark.
You are not allowed to say this.
I am telling Carrie Preston today.
No!
Hang up on yourself.
You can't.
Carrie, hang up on yourself.
She's so great.
She's a sweetheart.
She was on an episode of Lost.
Yeah.
She played Emily Linus.
Mm-hmm.
She's married to
Michael Emerson,
who plays Benjamin Linus.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, after Lost, that's when he got pitched the script for Person of Interest. And he said, this is great. I'm going to do this.
Is he the weird-looking guy?
What?
Yes.
Is he the weird-looking guy?
Yeah, I mean, he was the head of...
Like,
he was Ben. He was the head of
the squirrely
others.
Guy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I know who you're talking about now.
There's nothing you can say that will make me run away. Your own time. When you don't have...
That look.
Besides... Our journey starts here. Any mystery around the corner, we can discover together.
Oh. She played his mom on Lost.
Come on.
Really?
She played her husband's mom.
That's weird.
Yeah. Huh. We're going to talk about that.
Huh. Right on.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that just shows your acting chops.
Yeah, those are good chops.
Okay, let's see. Transgender lunch lady busted, Whiskey Tango.
Presley, that's what I was thinking of.
Yo, you're thinking of Jamie. You thought we were interviewing Jamie Presley?
No, it's Carrie Preston.
Yeah.
And I thought, when I heard her talk and it was that thick southern accent, I was like, wait. And Jamie Presley, somebody on the live
Understandable.
Line pointed it out to me.
Understandable.
From My Name is Earl.
Oh, from My Name is Earl, from Joe Dirt.
I would lose my mind.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Cool. New Music Tuesday continues coming up. Can't wait. Okay, Tao's got more headlines for you. Check the roads. Should we just not check the roads till 7?
We can check them. You never know.
Nothing happens.
You never know.
You know what? You just let me know if we should. How about that?
Okay.
I'm not going to do it unless you say, hey.
I can handle that.
Check.
You got it, dude.
585 Live, text us. We'll be right back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A potential running mate hits the campaign trail.
Even before Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton and potential Veep choice Senator Elizabeth Warren appeared together at a Cincinnati rally, Republican Donald Trump sent out a tweet calling Warren goofy. The mudslinging didn't stop there as Warren bashed Trump before the Ohio crowd.
He will crush you into the dirt.
A California wildfire that has destroyed roughly 200 homes in the southern Sierra Nevada appears to be burning away from neighborhoods to the relief of residents hoping their homes will be spared.
Parts of West Virginia, devastated by deadly flooding, are getting hammered again by heavy rain.
Justices overturned former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell's conviction on corruption charges. That vote unanimous.
Physicians Group is urging its members to screen teenagers for suicide. For the first time, the American Academy of Pediatrics has identified bullying as one major risk factor.
Suicide is the number two killer of teenagers in the U.S., and the new report updates decade-old guidelines for screening kids during a routine doctor visit.
Secretary of State John Kerry in London.
Do I agree that Britain's role has somehow been diminished? No.
Good money. All right. 6:35 on a New Music Tuesday.
The high went up again.
What is it now?
93.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. No need to check traffic. Nothing's going on. You guys get ready for a good day. You're almost look at traffic.
585 Live, you can text the show. Love hearing from you guys. Just love it. Carrie Preston from Person of Interest, The Good Wife. She's been on a ton of things. She'll be joining us at 7:20.
Awesome.
She was on an episode of Lost.
Never seen it.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Only watched...
I've never
four
seen it
episodes?
Either.
Wait, really?
We've never seen it.
Yeah, it was back.
I watched three and gave up.
What?
It was back when, it was before DVR.
Yeah, that was one of the few shows Christy and I watched from, like, the first episode all the way through as, like, TV fans.
I would hate it because you would be looking forward to the next episode the next week, and then they'd take a week off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then I just ended up... Not
just punching everything in the wall.
Because I'd miss an episode, and then I was lost.
I see what you did there. Do you guys have a needle?
No, I have some of these. What are these called?
Splinters? Oh, thumbtacks. Oh,
thumbtack.
We have splinters.
Yeah, we helped out a buddy yesterday. His name's Steven.
Steve.
We helped out Smith Steve.
Ow, dude.
Steve.
I told him his punishment was having to come do the show with us today.
Good. Where is he?
That's fair. Oh, that's fair. You do a good Steven.
I used to do a better Steven, but my voice, like, changed, guys.
I think you're losing your voice permanently.
I do, too.
Well, you're maturing.
You're starting to get hair on your armpits and other places.
I just don't see that as a thing.
You need to stop yelling so much.
Yeah, that's what I was
Maybe
told.
It's because you're a singer full-time now.
Yeah, that's what my wife said.
Sang.
And I hadn't been using my voice correctly,
you
so...
You need to start going...
You would think that since you're surrounded by all these amazing musicians, that you would actually get some singing lessons.
From my friends?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you're all good singers. How do you guys sing good?
Let me ask you this,
Dex. Why is that... Why not?
Let me ask you this. You hang out with Ricky Cottonsteady and a lot of those yeah. really good fighters. How often do they give you fighting lessons?
Touche, well, my friend.
If I was a fighter...
No, but...
He's a singer. I'm saying if I was a fighter, I would be asking questions if I wasn't doing something correctly.
That. Yeah, I get that. He's not a professional singer.
Why is it so hard to say, hey, do you think... What am I doing wrong with my voice? Why do I keep losing it? Am I?
It's because I'm singing from my throat.
Well, people have been helping him. Yeah, they've been giving him those tips.
You know what? I'm going to find a YouTube video for you. I'll send it to you. I'll text it to you.
You can do my old vocal warm-ups. We have similar voices.
Dang, dude. Do you want to use this thumbtack?
Look at me.
No. Don't be shy. Look you got me. To say.
Oh. Look at me and put your face down.
That's not from Little Mermaid.
Look up with your eyes. Now smile real big. Now. Sha-la-la-la.
In fact, I'm going to drill.
That was it.
Oh.
Do it again. Seven times an hour.
Sha-la-la.
That's one.
Dang, dude.
New Music Tuesday. Let's do this.
Yeah.
All right. This next song is a rock and roll band. This band actually part of the Whosoever movement thing. They're friends with Korn. They're friends with...
Our boy Joe plays drums sometimes.
Sometimes. But now they actually have a new drummer. They have a new completed lineup.
Nice.
And they borrowed people from other bands.
It's like a super group?
Sort of. Let me see here. It's in the New Music Tuesday. Okay, yeah. It says... Yes, the band has continued with vocalist Mikey Carvial at the helm, while Love and Death guitarist J.R. Barry's, former Avenged Sevenfold drummer Aaron L.J., and bassist Ezekiel Vasquez now round out the lineup.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so they borrowed from other bands, and they're putting out a new record. This is the newest single. They put out two singles from it. And this song's called Bad Guy. It's a song about speaking the truth, telling someone something that they need to hear, even though it may not be what they necessarily want to hear. And the singer said about this new record, he told Rolling Stone, "I truly believe that what God tears down, God rebuilds." And the title of the record, which is Power Under Control, comes from the New Testament.
I like that.
Yeah. This is Islander, their track Bad Guy.
Facebook.com/star88FM. You can also text us at 585-LIVE. Let us know what you think about Islander, Star 88. New Music Tuesday with Islander, Bad Guy. What do you think, Starmy? Tell us what you think. Come on. We want to hear it. 585-LIVE. Text us.
What did you think, Dex?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
It's right up my alley.
Steve-O, what did you think?
I don't know what Rosie thought. I mean, I know what Rosie thought. I don't know how I feel. She said, "I like this. It kind of reminds me of Good Charlotte."
Wait, is
that? And then I was like,
no.
Wait, what?
No.
Don't insult this very good band.
Well, I don't know if they... Maybe it's the... you know, the singer does kind of have that...
No,
maybe a similar inflection.
Very Deftones to me.
Deftones, Blindside, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Mark says, "Already heard it. Love it. Keep it."
Boom, nailed it.
Bill Peterson says, "All caps."
That's what he said?
Yeah. And Nano says, "Dig with a diamond shovel." Timothy says, "Love it, keep it. P.S. This has been a great New Music Tuesday, and we're only two songs in."
Wow. Yeah!
Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Been good, guys. Just starting to wake up a little
bit. Let's quit. Let's go out on top. Let's wrap it up. It's been a great show.
Let's shut the show down right now.
Shut the show down.
Thank you for joining us, guys. We love you. Have an amazing day.
Yeah, we still have 3 hours, guys.
See you tomorrow.
That's all we got.
Okay.
There ain't no more. That's right. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
No, it's not, though. It's 3 hours.
What do you guys want to do now? You want to go get lunch? Y'all want to go see a movie? Who wants to go poke the bear?
I'm like 4 movies behind, man. I still haven't even seen X-Men. We could go do that if you guys want.
Okay. Oh, big show. We can't leave you guys. We still have a lot to do.
Yeah.
Coming up, Whiskey Tango. We'll have to 7 o'clock. Involves a lunch lady. A scary lunch lady.
Have some more
sloppy Joe.
I love that.
Lady, you're scaring me.
Okay, let's just jump into some headlines here.
It was cray cray
on a Tuesday. How are you guys doing? There they are.
Tired.
A new study found you get the best sleep on Tuesday night.
Well, that's good.
Researchers think it's because you're not as stressed about work at the beginning of the week, and people don't usually drink too much or eat big meals on Tuesdays.
Guys,
on
I had Tuesday. A huge meal last night.
What did
Maybe
you
Maybe that's why I feel blah.
Oh, you feel blah?
I made Cajun boils.
Okay, what's that?
So it's, you get sausage, you get some shrimp, you get potatoes.
Potatoes.
You get corn.
Corn.
You get some Cajun seasonings.
Yes.
Butter.
Butter.
You just mix it all together, and then you take some tin foil, and then you just wrap it up, and you put it in the oven.
Cool.
And...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I bet that was really good. Like corn on the cob?
Yes, I ate so much last night.
Proud of you.
I have the butter boils.
Proud of you. Tim Tebow was on a flight to Phoenix on Sunday when a man had a heart attack and went unconscious. Unconscious. Tim went over to be with the family, led a prayer. He also helped them get to the hospital after they landed, and he stayed there with him. Sadly, the guy did not make it.
Oh.
But Tim Tebow stuck it out to the end with that family.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wait, he didn't make it? Oh.
No, wait, did you guys think he made it?
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
Tim Tebow
died?
Well, no. Dex did play Never Surrender. And he led us astray with his.
Well, he really did.
I thought that he saved the guy's life.
So did I. In fact, when I was reading it, I thought Tim Tebow jumped up and started like trying to resuscitate the guy, but he didn't do that either. Oh. He was praying with the family. Like he stood up and just grabbed the family and started praying with them.
Mm. That Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Has he found a girl yet?
No. Why are you always trying to get Tim Tebow?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about putting billboards up. I think it's time. Maybe a full spread ad.
No!
Okay.
Newspaper article.
The flight had been uneventful until an attendant announced a medical emergency and asked whether there were any medical professionals on board. An older passenger was reportedly having heart problems. The young woman sitting in front of this person who did the article... raised her hand to help, but she wasn't the only one, according to an account posted on Facebook by another passenger. I watched strangers from all over the world and every ethnicity come to the help of this man for over an
That's
hour.
Cool.
Whether it was chest compressions, starting an IV, helping breathe life into the man, or praying, everyone helped.
Wow.
Both passengers agreed that the Delta crew kept the situation under control. Tim Tebow's appearance surprised everyone. They said the football player had been sitting in business class, but walked towards the back of the plane to ask what he could do to help. He was helping, consoling, and praying with the family. He met with the family as they cried on his shoulder. I watched Tim pray with the entire section of the plane for this man. Man,
what is Tim Tebow doing? Is he
SEC? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's neat that everybody says that everybody on the flight was very calm. Nobody started screaming or anything
good.
Like that. This witness says that it was just incredible seeing everybody come together.
Mm. Man.
Pretty crazy.
It's too bad that person didn't make it.
Sad he didn't make it. A new study found that if you play with magnets, you'll be more attracted to your significant other afterwards. And yes, it's because magnets get your brain thinking about attraction.
That's crazy.
You guys want to go play with some magnets?
That's weird.
What?
That's just weird.
No, nah, man.
Nah.
You don't.
I do like playing with magnets.
Opposites attract. Dex. There's a guy in Colorado who lost 140 pounds in 1 year by eating Chick-fil-A.
This is awesome.
He lost 140 pounds, Steve-O.
Before and after pictures are pretty cool.
He ate the healthier stuff.
Yeah, probably the grilled chicken.
Grilled chicken wraps. That was 4 years ago, and he still kept the weight off. He still eats at Chick-fil-A because, quote, I was on my way to a heart attack. Just having a stroke or diabetes, it's literally helped me change my life. Yeah, the before and after pictures are pretty nuts. Whoa. Dex, how's your heart?
Checking my heart monitor. It's a little slow today.
Why is it so loud?
Because they put a microphone on the inside of my heart.
Steve-O, look at the before and afters.
It's pretty impressive, man.
Wow.
Way to go.
But it's not just from eating Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's all he ate.
Like, it's the only thing he ate.
I'm sure he did exercise and stuff.
Just the Chick-fil-A sauce.
No,
sandwiches, just the sauce.
The wraps.
The grilled chicken wrap.
I don't like wraps. Not a wrap fan.
You don't like rap? I prefer hip-hop, but...
Oh, my gosh.
They don't serve hip-hop at Chick-fil-A.
Mm. Hey, we're just three sentences away from Brooklyn at this point.
Brooklyn!
Oh, you said it.
Guy in Nebraska was busted for the third time this year for hiding under women's cars and grabbing their feet.
Whoa.
He says he's addicted to it. And now he might be looking at jail time.
He just grabs their feet?
That's so weird.
Check underneath your cars, ladies.
Remember the guy that used to sneak into people's homes and then he would tickle their feet?
Oh, yes.
And they finally got him.
What?
Yeah, he was the tickle foot bandit.
Yeah, he'd break in and just tickle their feet.
That's weird.
Tickle foot bandit, man. Watch out for that guy. He lives in your house. That. Starmy, he lives in your house.
No.
Another reason why the Second Amendment is in place.
That's right, guys. It's time for Random Facts for Tuesday. Play the Random Facts music. Yeah. The character Mr. Bean was almost called Mr. Cauliflower.
Really?
I loved Mr. Bean.
Me too. Rowan Atkinson.
RSVP might be the only French acronym or abbreviation that we use in English. But people in France don't really use it anymore because it's too formal.
Okay.
If you don't know, it stands for... Répondez, s'il vous plaît. Répondez, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, oui.
Wait, here we go. Répondez, s'il vous plaît.
You said it literally the exact same way, like seven times.
Répondez, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, that's it.
And it means, please respond.
Répondez.
Here's something interesting. The first Christian church in North America was built in Greenland in the 1300s.
Whoa.
That's old school church. Old church.
You think they still have the hymnals from like the 1300s?
Do you think it's still there?
I don't know. Probably not.
It's pews and hymnals.
And interestingly enough, KFCs in the UK have burritos on the menu.
Weird. Was it two nights ago? We're driving home and we're like, guys! What do you want? It was after church. Yeah. Hungry, too lazy to cook.
What y'all want?
Let's just get food quick. What sounds good? Trying to get everybody. Nobody is deciding. Brody wants noodles. So I'm like, so
noodles.
What? Panda? Like Rose Garden? Like what? That sounds, nope, that doesn't sound fantastic. Can we finally decide? Let's decide. We get two-thirds. Okay, Dion's, that's fine. You know what? Let's just go Dion's. Before Brody, it's hard because you can't have cheese. Okay, we're like... almost two Dion's, and we go, Brody, what do you want from Dion's? And we've been there countless times.
Mm.
He looks at me with his sweet little three-year-old face, and he says, tacos. I said, from Dion's. And he said, yeah, do they have tacos? No, Brody, they don't have tacos at Dion's.
Yep, I've been there many times.
To Dion's?
Yes.
We ended up at Panda Express. I was so bummed.
My kids love that place, too.
Gosh, it's so gross. Like, Chinese food's already, like, sketch. You know what I mean? It's already, like, you're playing the lottery with your insides when you rock Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
But Panda is, like,
dude, I can't eat to that. The I nth can't eat degree. That
no, it's scary, man.
Well, we have to take a break on this New Music Tuesday. Carrie Preston.
Yes.
From Person of Interest, The Good Wife. She'll be joining us at 7:20. Whiskey Tango next.
In the morning and start to sing.
Moonlight cocktails are the thing.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Stupid.
Oh my.
Good idea, buddy. This 4th of
what
July.
What is happening?
Make sure you play with fireworks responsibly.
No, just don't play with fireworks.
When lighting the fuse of a firework, make sure it's not pointed towards anything living.
As we learn from our dear boss, always point the Roman candle away from you.
Yeah.
That means the end with the fuse, the wick.
You're not going to want to point that thing.
You're going to want to point that away.
Yeah. Just fail after fail. Oh, gosh. Looks like a war zone out there.
Most other fireworks you light with the fuse at the bottom, not so much a Roman candle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Boom. Nailed it.
Join us this Saturday. Isotopes Park. There's going to be a great fireworks show.
Oh, get the water, nigga! Oh. It's going down! Ah, the fireworks!
Oh, I love that video so much. It's so good. It's so good.
You did a good editing job.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Four King and Country going to be headlining this Saturday night.
This is their latest hit. Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Yeah.
They are a fan of drums. That's for sure.
You excited, Dex? Evening Invasion?
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be fun.
It'll be a really good time.
It's going to be hot.
Who needs a day off?
Well, apparently not us.
Yeah.
Everybody else gets our days off.
Wow. Yeah. I think you're complaining over there, aren't you?
Oh, I put my grumpy pants on today. Sorry.
Yeah, you did.
Take
but I'm
pants
very
off.
Excited. I can't. Put they're the only pants pair. I brought to work. Mm. Yeah.
Dumb.
That stinks for you, Steve-O.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carrie Preston will be joining us here in a little bit from Person of Interest.
The Good Wife. She was on a show this year called Crowded on NBC with
Arrested Development.
Yeah. Patrick yeah. Warburton.
She's promoting Happy Lucky Golden Tofu Panda Dragon Good Time Fun Fun Show.
Uh-huh.
It looks great, guys.
Yeah.
We actually have no idea. We looked up the trailer. We have no idea what Happy Lucky Golden Tofu Panda Dragon Good Time Fun Fun Show is.
She
all about.
Directed it, and it's a stand-up live variety comedy routine about Asian American culture.
You know me. I love my Asian American culture.
I love Voltron. We should talk to her about Voltron.
Voltron? She's mm-hmm. in Voltron? Yep.
No, but she's Asian.
Carrie Preston is Asian?
No.
Oh.
I am so confused.
Kate Rigg is the star of Happy Lucky Golden Tofu Panda Dragon Good Time Fun Fun Show. Carrie Preston directed it. And it stars Kate Rigg, who's Asian American, kind of making fun of Asian American culture.
Gotcha. Okay. We'll talk to her in about 8 minutes.
Good.
New Music Tuesday continues. Let's do this, Tao.
Excited about this brand new song from our boys in Colony House. Two of the guys in this band are brothers, and they are the children of none other than Stephen Curtis Chapman. That's right. Christian music, like royalty, basically. You got Smitty up there, Amy Grant, Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Bolton.
Not Bolton. Why? Anyway, they have a brand new album coming out called Only the Lonely. This is the first single. You know it. Tell us what you think at facebook.com/star88fm.
Colony House. You know it. New Music Tuesday. Text us. Let us know what you think about it. 585 Live or Star 88 FM on Facebook. What are they saying?
Thebe says, these spivvies? This is great. 3 for 3. Love it. Annette says, like it. Nano, who has been unimpressed today so far. Unimpressed. Hmm. It's fine. We got any comments on the live line, Steve?
Let's see. Love it. Thumbs up. Steve-O, try Holoma on Manal instead of Panda Express. That's
That's my jam.
You can't say that.
Oh, you can't, dude. Come on. Dump it. Dump it.
No. I don't want to sound like robots for the interview.
But that's what we got so far. Also, somebody wants to know where they can send in indie hip-hop. I sent it to the studio.
Good. Cool. Indie hip-hop's my jam. Yeah.
We had a listener start asking, hey, what about indie hip-hop?
Yeah.
Said, send it our way, friend.
Yeah, for real.
We'll do it live!
Speaking of hip-hop, we can't announce that yet. Never mind.
So check it out. About this song, you know it, from Colony House. They say that long hour drive is what ultimately inspired this song and even dictated what direction the entire record would end up going in. On tour, we spend most of the time in the van or in the hotel room. It's an amazing life that we get to live, playing music for people, but the road can actually be a very lonely place as well. Mm. You know it, and the rest of Only the Lonely is about the tension that exists between being on the road and being home, the long drives and short nights, the highs of playing shows, and the lows of missing our families.
Mm.
These are all solid dudes.
Thank you, Starmy.
Stammy.
New Music Tuesday continues. Coming up here in just a few minutes.
You are being watched. The government has a secret
system. She's on Person of Interest.
I knew they had drones!
Spies on you every hour of every
day. She's married to that man right there, Michael Emerson.
I know, because I built it.
Played Harold Finch.
I designed the machine to detect acts of terror, but it sees everything. Violent crimes involving...
Your mama tried to rob my bank. Now, I covered for her, but she came in there and made a circus out of it. Okay. Look. All I know is this lady came by here ranting and raving, and she...
I was watching her reel this morning.
Yeah.
She,
is incredible.
She's pretty diverse.
Okay, are you ready for this? I seriously want to talk to her about this, because she started acting at the age of 8 in her front yard. She would put on, like, plays and she memorized everybody's lines, not just hers. She would do blocking for everybody. And when she broke out, it was, as a turn as Miranda. She was in George C. Wolfe's Broadway production of Shakespeare's The Tempest opposite Patrick Stewart. She was on Broadway in a Shakespeare production with Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Impressive.
That led to her big screen debut. She was in My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts as one of the Southern bridesmaids.
Steer.
She has quite the career, man. So she obtained a BFA from the University of Evansville, followed by an acting diploma from the Juilliard School.
Ew.
So she has
Juilliard.
Juilliard.
Pass me my pipe, good sir. Ninthly, I'd like to propose.
I think that's incredible. And of course, as you mentioned, she's married to Michael Emerson, who played Benjamin Linus on Lost. He was also... one of the co-leads in Person of Interest.
Harold Finch.
Yeah. She was in Person of Interest as well.
Yeah.
She was in The Good Wife. She had an excellent role in The Good Wife. And sadly, she wasn't able to be in the final season because she took on this role as the mom on an NBC comedy called Crowded, opposite Patrick Warburton, which is pretty funny. It was about this couple whose kids finally moved out of the house, and so it's like empty nest, you know, and they just went kind of crazy and hilarious, but then the kids ended up moving back home.
I always wonder what that's going to be like when there's no kids around. What will life be like?
Will there ever be no kids around, though?
Yeah.
That's kind of what the show was. Like,
once you have the children, they are forever.
It was like the kids moved out and like the in-laws, and then all of a sudden, like everybody came moving back in together. And so it was like grandma, grandpa, and the kids back. And thus the show Crowded.
I might be one of the few parents that actually don't want my kids to move out when they're 18.
Really?
I kind of want them to stick around.
Okay.
Nope.
Not for a long time. Maybe another 10 years.
Whoa. Is it because you don't want to have to be alone with Leslie?
Who is that?
I didn't. I did not say that.
He didn't say that.
Dex, who is Leslie?
Steve-O said that.
She's a lovely human.
You haven't met her yet. She's my lovely wife.
What?
She is. We've been married for 32 years.
You told me your finest 32. Piece of property was your truck.
Okay.
I mean, I'm 36. We got married when I was 4 years old.
4 years old.
Yep. Man. But, in Montana,
I got to make a stand.
What?
As a feminist, women are not property, and you got to quit treating them that way.
Come on now. I'm Leslie's property. Everybody knows this.
Everybody knows the market value is way different than it was back then.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I've been married for 13 lovely years.
That's awesome.
Just a perfect marriage. Never fought.
Okay, thankfully the phone lines.
Whoa, it's time for an interview.
Good morning.
Hey, I got Carrie and Kate for you. Hold on one sec.
All right.
Okay.
So we got Carrie Preston and Kate Rigg.
Okay, you're on with Dex and Steve-O in Albuquerque.
And Taya.
Hello.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Doing very well.
We outnumber you. There's actually a third dude in studio because we are a threesome, but for some reason, Tao never gets any love. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tao.
It's fine.
That's all right. We can go 2-on-3.
There we go.
I'm the unsung hero of the show.
One of us is Asian, so you know.
Oh, well.
Which is exactly why we're talking today. Happy, lucky, golden tofu, panda, dragon, good time, fun show. That is a mouthful. First of all, Carrie, you directed this. Talk a little bit about, the name. That is a mouthful.
It's intense.
Yes, it is. It is. That comes from the crazy mind of Kate Rigg. But yeah, it's obviously a movie about Asian stuff.
So anime, right?
Hello Kitty. The Lucky Cat.
The Exploitation of Women by White Guys.
I was going to say.
Make it almost funny.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I wanted to go ahead and apologize because we're all three white
guys. We're all white dudes.
So I'm sure we've done something.
Well,
you're my demographic. Don't worry about it.
You're the target audience.
Okay.
Engaged and interested.
Any mention of Voltron or Cowboy Bebop or any other weird
Pokemon.
Anime?
Pokemon. I know it's a little retro. Pokemon.
Yes.
We found a gay Pokemon book.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
All right.
Super gay.
Uh-huh. Amazing. So how did you guys collaborate on this? How did this happen?
Kate and I have known each other since the 1940s when we did radio.
Stop it.
we were in college, and
I'm Asian. You can't tell how old I am.
Yes, true. Asian don't crack. So we were in college together at Juilliard, and we just saw each other, and we're like, "You're friends for life. I like you. I like your. I like how you see the world."
Carrie was doing a Shakespeare play when I first got to Juilliard, and I was telling fart jokes, and we became friends forever.
Perfect.
You fit in perfectly.
Perfect.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
Perfect combo.
That's awesome.
The high brow and the low brow. The East meets West. That's it.
So
So Kate started doing these awesome live shows where she would do stand up and character comedy. Music all in one, and I just thought they were incredible, so much so that I started doing, running lights for her and stuff. And I was like, I gotta be a part of this, and then as the years went by, I was finally said, Kate, we gotta put one of your shows on film, because more people need to see it, and especially now. And so I, went and I filmed her live show for 3 different nights, and then I took her characters and made her do them out in all the crazy locations in New York, and took her and Lyra Tung, who is her her music sidekick, an incredible electric violinist, and made them lip sync to the live show, music show, and created this hybrid of a live comedy. Stand
on a downtown feel, because we wanted to feel like you're coming to one of these club shows.
Okay,
oh, that's cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Dude, awesome. So going back in time, you mentioned, Carrie, you were working Shakespeare. And Kate, you were rocking fart jokes. I mean, I can't say which one I enjoy more. Because both have their
anus.
Pretty much. So you worked with the Patrick Stewart. I mean, on the Tempest, Carrie. We got to go talk about that because we're talking about the freaking X-Men now. Professor Xavier. What was it like, in theater with Patrick Stewart?
I mean, that was my New York stage debut. So I was psyched,
no pressure.
He's playing Prospero. I'm playing his daughter Miranda, and I was a huge Next Generation fan.
Right.
And so I was just totally, excited and geeked out on him. And he is so fun and funny. And I don't know if you've seen him on Blunt Talk. How hilarious he is on that show that he's on Blunt Talk. But he is so funny and. Likes to goof around and stuff, so he immediately just, set my fears aside, and we were just, having an extraordinary time. And I also ended up doing a couple years later a production of Virginia Woolf with him at the Guthrie.
Wow.
In Minneapolis. So, I got to work with him a couple of times, but my favorite story about him was we were out on a break from the we were doing like tech rehearsal or something, and this is when we were on Broadway, and we stepped outside and we're like on 44th Street, heavily trafficked area, and this woman comes by and she looks at him, and then she walks past again and she looks at him. He's like, oh no,
right.
And then she walks over and she goes, "Excuse me, are you Spock?"
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he goes, "No, I am not." And then she's going, "Can I have a picture with you?" "No, you cannot."
That's hilarious.
That is fantastic. My wife, of course, she chimed in, texted in right away, wanting to know if he's as attractive in real life as he is on screen. Because for some reason,
For me, it's like hard because he's such a dad figure,
right?
To me. But he is as attractive.
Yeah, the dude's hot.
Okay, because here's the deal. I don't know.
When my mom met him, she could not even speak. I'm not kidding you. My mom, who is like the most eloquent, articulate person, she could not even talk.
Yeah, but
he's just,
My wife is mid-30s. Like, we're in our 30s, and for some reason, my wife is like, she loves Tom Selleck, she loves Sam Elliott, and she loves Patrick Stewart. So I'm like, well, great, in 30 years, I'm going to be so freaking attractive to my wife.
Shave your head and grow a handlebar mustache, you're all good.
Yeah, and silver. I just need to be silver, you know what I mean? Like, just everywhere. So I don't know. In, 30 years, I'm good to go, so...
Yeah. That's good, though. You have something. The opposite.
That's true. I've something to look forward to. I can't wait. Marriage is going to be great in 20 years.
Are you guys in Albuquerque?
Yep. We are.
Yeah, I went to your Rattlesnake Museum.
Oh no.
Why would you do that?
No.
Were you bummed? You were like, this was
$8. Elfie was one of the snakes.
I will say that's definitely one of the odder connections to Albuquerque, because usually everybody immediately says, Albuquerque, Breaking Bad, how's the blue meth? And we're like, well, we haven't tried it personally, but yes, huge fan of Breaking Bad, so yeah.
We're talking with Carrie Preston and Kate Rigg, and I know we're out of time here, but Carrie, if you could tell Michael, and I would love to tell you, thank you for doing such amazing work on Person of Interest.
And huge The Good Wife.
Huge fan of that show. I'm on season 4 right now. I've been binging it on Netflix. So,
dude, everybody dies.
Yeah.
Everybody dies.
What?
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. No. Everybody. After a few seasons, you just...
Die.
Everybody dies. Everybody. Yeah. The robot... Everybody, yeah. New York, all of New York just dies.
New York City dies.
Just
everyone
dies.
Okay, well, that's
I just saved you like 3. Oh wait, that was Lost. Never mind. Sorry, wrong show.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, my bad.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't have to watch any TV anymore.
You've got the best season coming up, season 5.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
So good. It just finished. Oh, my God, it's so good, I have to say. When your husband makes you cry and makes you laugh in a way that, you know, you haven't before watching him work, there's something good going on.
That's great. I love
yeah.
it.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank okay, you. Happy lucky golden tofu panda dragon. Good time, fun show.
I love it. Best game ever.
Yes. Yes. Best good job ever. To you too as
Find
well.
Find us online. We're there.
Okay. Yeah.
Linking
you,
it all
Karen.
On our Facebook. There it is. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Bye. The phone connection was a little weird, and you know, I'm just. Not a huge fan of having two people on the phone at the same time, but it actually did. They kind of worked.
Yeah,
they were funny.
Mm-hmm.
They were funny.
They were great.
Carrie Preston, of course, from Person of Interest, The Good Wife, and
I was bummed because I wanted to talk more about Carrie's career, but it was like I didn't realize they booked it this way for specifically this.
I'm still so confused about this show. I just am really confused.
Okay, let me break it down to you in like 7 seconds. Carrie Preston and Kate Rigg were like college friends. So it'd be like this. It'd be like, Teo and I, we met years ago. Teo got super successful, was bummed because he thought I was funny, but not super successful yet. Mm. So then he decided to direct my stand-up comedy show and make it a movie so that I could be as famous as him.
It's like looking into the future.
That's there you go. The end.
Okay.
Happy Lucky Golden Tofu Panda Dragon Good Time Fun Show is Kate Rigg's basic stand-up comedy show that Carrie is directing and turning into a movie.
It. Yeah.
I think they need work on the trailer because the trailer is I didn't get that.
You weren't
that.
Watching the trailer.
What was that?
You were watching a behind-the-scenes video of them like Facebook Live-ing talking about it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll explain all this to you. You'll get it.
I'm done.
You'll get it.
You know, I'm okay.
Okay.
We got to take a break. New Music Tuesday continues, and we got a Whiskey Tango coming up next. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
A potential running mate hits the campaign trail.
Even before Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton and potential Veep choice Senator Elizabeth Warren appeared together at a Cincinnati rally, Republican Donald Trump sent out a tweet calling Warren goofy. The mudslinging didn't stop there as Warren bashed Trump before the Ohio crowd.
He will crush you into the dirt.
A California wildfire that has destroyed roughly 200 homes in the southern Sierra Nevada appears to be burning away from neighborhoods to the relief of residents hoping their homes will be spared.
Parts of West Virginia, devastated by deadly flooding, are getting hammered again by heavy rain.
Justices overturned former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell's conviction on corruption charges. That vote unanimous.
Physicians Group is urging its members to screen teenagers for suicide. For the first time, the American Academy of Pediatrics has identified bullying as one major risk factor.
Suicide is the number two killer of teenagers in the U.S., and the new report updates decade-old guidelines for screening kids during a routine doctor visit.
Secretary of State John Kerry in London.
Do I agree that Britain's role has somehow been diminished? No.
7:40, good morning.
High today of 92 degrees.
Traffic. Nothing of note to report right now. You're doing a great job. That's your look at traffic.
Thank you for joining us, Starmy. Dex, Steve-O, Teo.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Morning Invasion.
Just having a blast.
Coming up, Whiskey Tango.
Yep.
In fact, why don't we just do that right now?
Let's do it. The guys would do a segment called Whiskey Tango. Of course, if my length worked, it would be much easier for me to do said segment. That's never going to happen. Well...
Somebody broke them all.
You guys remember your lunch lady when you were a kid?
Lunch lady.
Yeah, they were so nice all the time.
Wait, are you being serious?
They just love to give us
really?
Good food. No, mine weren't.
Okay, I was going to say, mine was definitely not nice.
They
mine
definitely
was,
didn't like kids.
Weird and mean.
Have some more!
Sloppy Joes! Yeah. She made them extra sloppy for us. This is weird because this reminds me of being a kid. My lunch lady was probably much like this one.
Yeah, right!
I wouldn't be surprised. There's a 51-year-old woman named... Fadwa Sarsar.
It's Fadwa.
Sarsar. Fadwa Sarsar.
Fadwa Sarsar.
She is from Alexandria, Virginia. She works as a lunch lady at an elementary school. And she just got in trouble. Take a guess what she was doing.
She was
spitting
poisoning
in the food.
The slap with gels.
Nope. Neither.
Have some more sloppy joes.
You're killing me, man.
She was just busted for stealing lunch money from kids.
Oh. Stop. Yeah,
you're creeping me out, man.
Yeah, I'm killing.
This is audio.
She didn't do it by shoving them against lockers or anything weird like that, you know, because that'd be crazy, am I right?
Yeah.
So the kids today pay for lunch with electronic accounts.
Ooh.
Do you remember back when you were kids and it was like they had the little card? And it was just like, oh, you have a lunch. You have a little check mark for your breakfast today. Your parents paid out through the rest of the month.
Oh, yeah.
So you just got lunch there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now it's electronic. And Fadwa Sarsar, that's a weird name. I'm sorry. She was in charge of adding money to them when the kids would bring in cash or a check.
Oh, man.
But she figured out a way to mess with the records so she could siphon said money out of
the
accounts.
No.
And over the last 3 years, she stole thousands of dollars.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Just awful.
She was finally caught last week and turned herself in on Friday on 3 counts of embezzlement.
Whoa.
Well, she turned herself in.
The lunch lady, guys!
Lunch lady lane.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
My lunch... I'm trying to remember my lunch lady in elementary school.
What she looked like?
I don't know. I mean, I remember going in there. I remember getting foods.
My lunch lady always said, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Whoa. See, at La Cueva, there was like the lunch people, but then there was also this thing called the Rollin' Ranch.
What's that?
It's probably why I weigh 17 pounds still.
The Rollin' Ranch?
Rollin' Ranch. It was like $2.
The Rollin' Ranch.
And you got a roll, like a dinner roll, but like the size of my head.
Whoa.
It was like this big and a little side of ranch. And it was supposed to just be like... aside, but it was like my daily lunch.
This is your carb.
I was like, all right, I'm gonna have a Rollin' Ranch.
Huh.
What for the meal? No, man, that's the meal.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a roll the size of my head.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Lots of bread.
I was a big fan of the taco salad. Mm. I loved the sloppy joe.
Dude, recently I found a TB that actually still sells the taco salad. Sorry, you said taco salad.
I saw you eat it the other day.
Yeah, I know.
It actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, they don't make them anymore. And all of a sudden, it was like...
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either.
No idea. You know, I also loved the grilled cheese and tomato soup at lunch.
Do you think we could call La Cueva and see if they still make the Rollin' Ranch? And if they do, do you think they'd let us go over for lunch today?
Why don't you look up the number, and then after we play our New Music Tuesday track...
We're going to call La Cueva.
We'll find... Wait.
We're going to call them.
Summer.
Yeah. Oh, it's summer.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it!
You're
going
to have to leave a message.
Gonna have to leave a message. Hopefully, they'll get back to us in 3 months.
Actually, it's about a month and a half.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
There's no like summer school. Come on.
Well, maybe. You might be open actually. If there's. All right, let's jump into this.
Okay, right, this band needs no introduction. They just put out a brand new single from the Suicide Squad movie soundtrack. That weirds you out. It's based on a comic book. It's a new Warner Brothers DC Comics movie with Will Smith, Jared Leto, Margot Robbie, a lot more. This is 21 Pilots' latest brand new single. It's called Heathens.
585 Live, you can text us. And of course, Star 88FM on Facebook. Tell us what you think of the new 21 Pilots.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. It looks like you might be one of us.
21 Pilots, Heathens. It's New Music Tuesday. 585 Live, you can text us or you can hit us up at Star 88 FM on Facebook. Tell us about the new music. What are they saying?
Liveline. They love it.
Blew up.
Man, love it. Blew Pilots. Up. Let's see. More Heathens, please. Keep playing Amberlin in all caps. So there's that. I don't actually like 21 Pilots much, but I love this song.
I like this one. Not all lunch ladies do that. I work with some of the most wonderful women in our student nutrition program. They love our kids. There are summer food programs that run in the summer since we allow adults to eat for a fee, but all kids to the age of 18 are free. Summer lunch program.
That's pretty cool.
Steve-O, you can call the lunch.
I'm calling. I got the phone number right here.
We'll call
See,
it
we
up.
Got Love It, Love It. I love it. I'm loving this new track. Can't wait for the movie to come out as well. Keep it, because I want to hear it 24 hours a day. Love it. I love 21 Pilots. 21 Pilots, duh. Keep it. Lots of comments on 21 Pilots. This song is sick. Just ridiculous how good these guys are. I agree, man. It is stupid how talented those two are.
Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
They just print money. Like, it's like, hey, you want to...
That's counterfeit. That's illegal.
You want to print some more money? Okay. Sure, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead, Steve-O. Dial the number.
Dial it. Dial it up, baby.
Call in the Quava. To find out what's on the menu, huh?
Yeah.
See if they're still serving ranch rolls.
You have reached the Quava High School. Para ayuda en español, por favor, oprima el número uno.
Please, if nobody hits the one.
Extension, you may dial it at any time.
It's our
office
Quava,
hours
am I
are
right?
7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Please check our website at www.ats.edu. For attendance information, press 2. For the nurse, press 3.
Should we just
for special
the
ed, press
cafeteria?
4.
Wait.
For counseling, press 5.
Just wait.
For security, press 6. For all administration inquiries, press 9.
9?
To speak to someone in the office, press 0. Or just stay on the line.
0.
There we go.
Going for it. Going
Please
to the move. Office. Going to the office.
Hey, I love y'all.
Hello, you've reached Laquella High School, home of the Bears. I am currently on the other line. We're waiting for my guest.
Okay.
Keep the Bears. Please dial 0, and I will be happy to get back to you as soon as I possibly can. If you are in need of a register, she's at 33001.
Longest messages ever.
Dude, that's 33002. Attendance is 3.
Okay.
Wait.
No.
I brought it back up.
Nurse's office is 331.
Good idea, Steve.
Athletic director is at 3301.
Okay. They are right. Literally giving us everybody.
Activities director is 3306.
Right.
For concerns, please call me at 3301.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, my name is Steve-O. I am with Star 88 and the Morning Invasion.
We own the radio!
The most prominent morning show in all of radio history.
More prominent
than
a mountain.
Or at least currently on the air in Albuquerque. We have inquiries of big things like, do you still serve the Rollin' Ranch? Because let's be honest,
okay.
It was the jam and I miss it.
Stop.
Love it!
My co-host here, hello, my name is Teo.
This is a voicemail.
He is really all about this Rollin' Ranch thing.
Yes.
So if you could call us back, it's 505-338-3700. We just need to clear up some stuff.
Steve-O's
just
number is 505-58.
Nope, stop!
He thinks you're trying to poison him with it.
No, I don't. I miss it. You know, it's like when you leave high school, but you're like, dude, those were the glory days. Although I was like a nerd, so it wasn't really glory days. In fact, I'm way happier being a grown-up, you know. So thank you for listening to this, if you listened all the way through. The code word is golden brownie.
All
right. If you give us that code word, we'll give you stuff.
Goodbye.
Thank you. I got nervous. It wasn't golden brownie. What were those things with like chocolate on top and it was peanut butter?
Oh, yeah.
What were those called?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was like the dessert. It was like Rollin' Ranch, but then dessert, you always got like
You guys got fed different stuff.
Gold bar! Dang it! Golden brownie. What an idiot.
Yeah.
The gold bars. You guys never had gold bars?
No.
I don't think so.
Are you serious?
Yes, man. No.
We had steak. We had lobster.
You never had gold bars?
Don't you know where I grew up? I grew up in Mississippi. They don't want their kids to get diabetes.
You guys went to stupid school.
Sarcasm.
Gold bars. It was like peanut butter, right? Like a big old layer of peanut butter, and then the top was like this crunchy chocolate. Not crunchy, just like hard.
Why would anybody
hard
eat
chocolate
that?
On top? Gold bar.
I've had one of those before. They're good.
You guys didn't have a Rollin' Ranch or gold bars?
No.
Huh?
Mm.
That sounds like child abuse.
Yeah, it does.
I'm like, I'm sad like they were trying for you guys.
It sounds like population control.
By the way, if I weren't, if
yourself.
It weren't, you know,
Steve-O.
Yeah. I mean, if I
no,
wasn't,
I was addressing
like,
you. I was saying,
oh,
Steve-O.
Hi. Hey.
Go ahead.
Just in case, you know, you need somebody to corroborate a story. No cooler, wiser, better person than Clopez, right?
Like Clopey?
He's the guy. You can trust him.
He's
his
our
word is his gold bar. He said the Rollin' Ranch was my number one fave, mostly because I wanted to use my lunch money and other things. So true.
Yeah.
It was so good, all caps. Except actually not all caps.
Rollin'
just
Ranch.
Two exclamation points. Dude, seriously, it was only like $2. And so if you got $5 from your parents for lunch, you're like, hey, man, Rollin' Ranch. All right, I'm going to save this.
I'm going to have to tell Caleb about it because he's going there
my gosh.
Next year.
We'll take him. Me and Clopez, we want to go back, sit in the fishbowl, eat a Rollin' Ranch.
School's out for summer.
We'll embarrass Caleb.
We'll do it. We'll take him to school.
Okay.
He'll be so embarrassed. See, look, gold bars were the jam! Yeah. Thank you, Liveline. Just blowing up. Gold bars, OMG, all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. Just nostalgia. Nostalgia!
Coming up, more headlines, Olympic updates. Powerball winner did something pretty cool with their money.
They gave all their money to the Pope.
No, they did not.
Oh.
We'll find out when we come back. Hang out.
Get out of bed.
Wake up, wake up.
Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Yeah!
All right.
We're back.
Good morning and welcome to the number one morning show that actually sets off fireworks live in the studio.
No, we don't.
That's right.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
We sure do. Try to light this thing.
Don't you think that's a bad idea?
Come on, there we go. All right, there we go. Ah! Oh, God. Ah!
Where's Steve-O? Oh, where'd he go?
did we just blow up Steve-O?
Steve-O? Who is Steve-O?
I think I just got
Wait,
hit by a firework.
Is Steve-O the evil version of Steve-O?
Steve-O the evil?
Steve-O the evil can evil. Hey, we need to check traffic. Let's do it.
All right, let's do that right now.
Traffic!
Also, it's getting to be a mess out there. We're running at about a little after 8 o'clock, and there's an accident reported on Paseo East and 4th Street. Expect delays. Already back to Coors. It's going about 19 miles an hour. Also, an accident. Two right lanes are blocked at I-40 West and University Boulevard. A little bit of congestion on 40 eastbound once you get onto the highway off of Coors. But again, guys, that accident on Paseo del Norte East at 4th Street happened about 15 minutes ago. Expect delays until they can get that cleared. That's your look at traffic.
Don't forget, make plans this Saturday. Freedom celebration at Isotopes. Isotopes Stadium. We're going to be doing the evening invasion.
Yeah.
Keeping you guys entertained for a couple hours.
Right, dude.
Hawk Nelson, battle drums, worship, and of course, For King and Country. And a message from Skip Heitzig.
That's right.
I'll probably do a message as well.
Are you going to do a message?
I'm going to do a message while we're doing the evening invasion.
That's going
to
be special.
A lot to talk about. We're going to talk about fears. We're going to talk about fears. How you need to face your fears when celebrating the 4th of July.
Face your feels.
A lot of people scared of fireworks.
No, you
there.
Need to face your feels.
A lot of people scared of it.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
We're going to have a lot of fun, guys. Come and join us. It's a free event, by the way. Just to let you guys know.
Uh-oh. Counterpoint. Oh, Steve-O, you made it. We thought you were dead.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm good.
You all
okay.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just got an email.
Oh.
I'm a lunch lady. I've been with APS for 11 years. We never served Rollin' Ranch. We also don't serve Gold Bars anymore. Well, Steve-O went to high school back in the 60s. It's before they knew about things like diabetes and the internet.
That's true.
She says with APS, but I mean, La Cueva.
Yeah, specifically. But you know that all APS have the same lunch menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's cute. 11 years.
You know this, Steve-O.
But I mean, I'm just a couple years older than 11 years ago.
There used to be a segment on the station called Planet of the APS.
Ah!
And that's how I know that they all serve the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reader, whoever that person was, that foolish person, he would read the same menu for all the schools. Mm. Do you remember that?
I vaguely.
Why?
Well, because I was... No.
That was you?
You were okay. Who? You were Hal? That was you?
Man, yeah. You were wrong all the time.
I was, yeah.
Good grief.
A la carte. Wow, I haven't thought about that in forever.
A la carte.
Okay, well, before we jump into our next new music track.
Oh, no.
Olympic update.
Oh, no.
Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro.
A guy in Brazil tried to put out the Olympic torch when the runner went by yesterday.
Yeah.
It didn't work. He got arrested. The torch relay will cover 20,000 kilometers or 12,400 miles in 300 Brazilian cities before the flame arrives in Rio for the Games' opening ceremony. The incident comes a week after a rare jaguar was shot and killed after being used in an Olympic torch ceremony. Very sad. Very sad. We got some local Olympic news. Yeah. Lobos runner, one step away from the Olympic dream. Her name, Courtney. Courtney Frisch sets NCAA record in 3,000-meter steeplechase. After just 5 years competing in the steeplechase, she's heading to the Olympic trials, sporting the third fastest time in America.
Nice.
She's got a real shot of heading to Rio. She has to place in the top three at trials to make it to the Olympics. And she says she's up for the challenge. Good luck, Courtney.
Is she, though?
That's your Olympic update. Watch out for the Zika.
That's beautiful. That's a symbol of American strength.
What? Thank
you. Yeah, you got to watch out for the Zika.
Hmm. It's just deadly there. A lot of people. A lot of people aren't going to the Olympics.
So apparently northbound I-25 is crazy?
We just talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just got a text on the lifeline. I mean, I just...
Did you mention that one?
Yeah, it's probably... it says it's at I-40 West and University.
Yeah, that one I got... Let's see. This one says northbound I-25. I don't even know.
Where?
I don't know. So elementary school has different menus, but high school and middle school have the same menu. Somebody else chimed in on the live line and said, that lunch lady sits on a throne of lies.
Oh.
Whoa. Accusations.
A throne of lies.
Yeah.
All right, New Music Tuesday. Let's do this. Okay. We need your guys' help, Starmy.
Excited about this band. Took us all by surprise. Our boy Daniel, DJ Bossman Dan in the midday, whatever he goes by now. He showed us this band. They're called Volunteer, featuring one of the members from... Hoyle. He went off and he started his own thing, goes by the name Volunteer. This song is called The World Is Ours. You need to tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Volunteer, The World Is Ours.
Ours.
Gosh,
that is a great song.
What are they saying about it?
So far, people are really digging that song.
Somebody just chimed in on the live line and said, I can get behind this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good music.
Brian says, I like the guitar in the intro. Catchy tune. Keep this song, guys. Danielle says, keep it. Penelope says, I like this. And, of course, Thebes, way back in the 6 o'clock hour, he said, you guys are setting the bar a little high right off the start.
Mm. This is one of the best New Music Tuesdays we've had in a long time.
You guys are going to love next week.
Yeah?
No.
Oh. Well, next week is July 5th. Is anybody even going to be around?
Nah.
It's the day after 4th of July.
Nah. That's when we'll throw in the Christian hits.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We just love you guys so much. 8:13.
High today of 93 degrees. Oh, it went back down, guys.
Let it keep on going down.
Back down to 91.
Good.
I am tired of doing that because it keeps changing.
Yeah, let's take another look because we have a lot going on traffic-wise. My buddy Morgan, our buddy Morgan, just texted in and said traffic is backed up all the way on Paseo. He drives in from Rio Rancho.
What up,
there's an accident at 4th Street. Looks like it's backed up beyond 2nd, all the way to Coors, and maybe a little more. You can expect delays. Again, Paseo del Norte, east at 4th Street. Also an accident. Dadgummit. Come on, man. There's so much going on.
I didn't mean to do that.
Yes, you did. I watched you.
What the heck happened?
Why'd you do that?
I honestly didn't mean to do that. My finger just...
Do you want me to tell the people what they need to know?
Scared me when I did it.
Mm-hmm. At Coors Boulevard south at Paseo, there's another accident. We've got an accident at I-40 West and University, and two lanes, the two right lanes, are blocked. It's backed up to... Boop. Washington Street.
Ooh.
That's right. We've also got another accident, I-25 North at Isleta.
Wow.
We had a listener text in about that one. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Sorry.
Whoa, bless me.
Bless me.
Wow.
Everyone stop and just bless me.
You all right?
You all right?
Bless me, guys.
You be okay?
No, my back hurts.
My back hurts.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Boom, boom, boom. We got a couple. Outside Kansas City, Missouri. Their names, Mark and Cindy. The Hall family. They're both in their 50s. They might be the coolest lottery winners ever. See, back in 2012, they hit the Powerball for a whopping $587
million.
Whoa! That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And they took that lump sum of $137 million after taxes.
Dang, don't do that.
They claimed, the Hall family claimed, they said, we will not let the money change us. It will not change us. Looks like they meant that. They've traveled a little bit since they've won. They've bought a few cars. They did build a bigger house. But they still live in the same small town. And most of the major things they've done have been for other people. Before they won, they already had 3 kids, including a girl they adopted from China. And they've adopted 2 more kids since then. They also donated to a bunch of charities, paid for a new baseball field in Mark's hometown, and put $50,000 towards a sewage treatment plant.
Oh.
And their next newest project is a brand new fire station that's set to open up next month.
Wow.
It'll house the town's fire trucks and ambulances. It'll be the first time the area has had an ambulance service that's manned 24 hours a day. Here they are talking about it.
My wife and I were able to pay them back. You know what? If my wife and I could have built this without anybody knowing that her and I was building it, that's exactly what we'd have done. Mm-hmm.
And this room is 100% concrete. It was totally encased in concrete, floor, ceiling, walls, everything except for the doors.
We took our time to put things together so this would be something that we would be proud of and also that would be a great asset to the community.
Beautiful. The Hall family.
Beautiful.
The Hall family. Mark says the fire department saved his father's life twice, so he wanted to pay them back.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I can't imagine. You win $587 million. You get to do so many cool things.
Yeah.
I wonder what their life is really like, though. I mean, because, you know, as you give, especially if you lived in a small town, people, they take advantage of that.
Yeah.
I wonder if... wonder if they're having those issues. I'm sure they are.
They have to be having some issues like that.
You guys watch that lottery show?
No.
It's like I Won the Lottery, I think is what it's called?
No. I feel like I don't have to watch any of these shows because you watch them and that makes me
You
happy.
Watch all of the shows. How do you have time? Yeah. Like, that's what you do.
It's my life.
Every time we interview somebody, you're like, oh, man, saw all 17 seasons of Real Housewives of Tacoma.
Tacoma.
That's a good one. Washington. Huge fan. I'm like, where do you find the time?
Yeah, that lottery show is pretty sad because most of the time it's these people that have won millions and they're bankrupt after 2 years.
Yeah.
Just lost all the money.
I think I wish I could win the lottery so I could do the monthly, or not the monthly, the annual installment thing.
That's what I would do. That's the
just because you never hear about people doing that. You always hear lump sum, and then you hear tragedy. You know, mm-hmm. like they lose it all. So it would be neat to hear a story about somebody who took the annual payment and they were fine.
Yep.
And then I guess if you had a bad year and you blew all your money, you could be like, "Well, I'll get them next year because I got another however many million coming my way next year."
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Speaking of making money, I've got a way that we're gonna make money.
Is it Ghost Bugsters? Because I really don't want to do
no,
that.
Man.
It's so hot.
Check it out, man. Here's the deal. Man.
Yes. Man. You've said the code word to summon me.
Yeah. We keep getting texts on the live line from different people.
What they say?
Including one lunch lady in particular.
Oh.
Because we were talking earlier about the Rollin' Ranch and Gold Bars. Somebody chimed in and said, "We used to sell Gold Bars on the snack line."
Oh.
Don't sell Gold Bars, sodas, Gatorade, candy bars anymore. Mm. And they complain because the snack bar isn't making any money.
Hmm.
But they took away everything the kids like. Well, so here's what we do.
Yeah?
We set up shop across the street.
Oh.
With all the goods. We'll stand outside, right outside the high school, right? Right on the other side of the fence and be like, "Hey, kid.
I don't think this is going to work
out. Check it out. The first time, we'll give it to them for free. And they'll keep coming back for the good stuff. The gold bar."
Guys, this is a bad idea.
No, I think it's a good idea.
No, I feel like we're going to be like, people are going to think we're selling cigarettes or something.
No, dude, gold bars, man.
Hey.
Hey, kid.
Hey, what grade are you in, man?
Yeah. 11th?
No, you're not in 11th grade.
Oh, I thought we were outside of a high school.
What grade are you in?
Third?
We're outside of a high school.
I said 11th, and you said no.
Yeah, how many grades are in high school?
I don't know how to role play.
Pick a younger one.
Oh, okay.
Freshman? I'm in 11th grade.
What?
You ever heard of gold bars?
No.
It was this hot drug that they sold back in the
80s. It wasn't a drug. It's a peanut butter and chocolate
bar. Go with the story.
Sugar is a drug.
It was this hot drug they sold back in the 80s on the streets.
Oh.
Got you all the friends and all the girls.
No, neither
of
those things.
Unless you're gender fluid.
All it got me was acne.
It got you what you...
Got me zits.
Mm-hmm. Currently
the chocolate, felt I think.
Attracted. I don't know. So what... what you meet me by
this is a terrible way to sell these things.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why we can't do this.
No, because we won't do it like that, creepy.
We'll be like, "Oh, yeah, it'll be better." You know, the 340-year-olds outside of the high school going,
Hey,
you kids ever wanted a gold bar? You can trust me, I swear.
The thing is, Teo, we don't look 40, okay?
Now, two of us
do. And we're not 40,
man! One of us is a golden ray of sunshine of youth. And the other two guys are you guys.
Well, thank you. I mean, I do tend to look younger when I shave. And it's pretty great.
No, I said the other two guys are you guys.
Oh.
There's only one of us in this room that constantly compares himself to Brad Pitt.
That's you.
I know, and I live up to it every day.
Yeah. That's good.
Thanks.
That's good.
I know about that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Man, there are just so many things we haven't done in a while, which, by the way, RG wants to know when you normally do the AGT updates.
I think AGT's on tonight, so tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Wednesdays.
What's AGT?
America's Got Talent.
Oh.
I look forward to it every week.
I thought ACT was that test I took to get into college.
That's the ACT.
The ACT. Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs. Is that how you say it? Kawhi.
He played for San Diego State University. He was friends with Tony Snell.
Nice. Okay.
Coming up, Tony Snell played for the Mexico Lobos.
So Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs is on a $90 million contract.
Wow.
Check this out. He still drives a 97 Tahoe.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's like my truck.
That's 2 years older than mine. That's amazing.
He got a $90 million contract after he was named MVP of the NBA Finals 2 years ago, but unlike a lot of NBA stars, he doesn't have an extravagant lifestyle. If he was our person in the lottery story, he would be the guy taking the annual payments. In a Sports Illustrated profile, he talks about how he spends his summers in a two-bedroom apartment in San Diego.
Oh.
Yeah, San Diego is Spanish for an old, old wooden ship, in case you guys were wondering. He also drives a 97 Chevy Tahoe, like we said, which he nicknamed the Gas Guzzler. He's had it since he was a teenager, and he doesn't seem interested in getting a new car. He says, quote, it runs and it's paid off.
Yeah.
That's the best common sense reason to own a car ever. Mm-hmm. And he sponsors Wingstop, a chicken wings chain. I think they're here in the area. Yeah. They send him free coupons, and last winter he panicked when he lost his coupon. But he says they were cool enough to send him
Are
more.
You kidding?
No.
The guy has a $90 million
No, that
contract.
You know what, though? Oh, that is goodness. Why he is a good steward.
His salary of last his season was $16.4 million.
Okay. I think that's awesome. You had me at good steward when, you know, or before he panicked that he lost his Wingstop certificates.
I mean,
come on,
that's
guy.
A big deal, man. They're sweet tea.
Really?
So he sounds down to earth, but he is in the process of spending a little bit of his millions and millions and millions of dollars. He likes modern architecture and is currently building a house in San Antonio. Something tells us it's not going to be a $20 million mansion. It's probably going to be something that
1500 you know, square foot,
your normal middle-class person could afford.
Wow.
And you know what? That's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool to see cool. somebody who's like...
Agreed.
Responsible.
Yeah.
And
but you know he's got that thing. You know somewhere he's got like... we hear about people that they don't necessarily dress up, you know, clothes-wise, but then you take a glance down at the floor and you see their shoes.
Right.
And they've got on, like, the brand-new whatevers.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has their thing. I'm not talking bad about them because, like I said, we all have our thing. Steve-O and I spend stupid amounts of money on comic books.
Yep.
You know? Like, we all have our thing. I wonder what his is because maybe it's, like, really expensive golf clubs. Or something like that. Maybe he's got a hobby that he definitely goes all in for.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it's usually, you know, with a celebrity, it's usually like this massive house mm-hmm. for no reason. Or like a bunch of cars for yep. no reason. Or like a private jet or
most of those
whatever.
Most of those athletes, they are bankrupt.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I just saw a thing on Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he doesn't have any money left. AI. He's completely broke.
Love that.
Because guy. He had an entourage.
And he paid
he just
for everything?
Paid for it.
Thank you. Can you play the snake voice?
What happened to the person?
Hey,
on
Mr.
the phone?
Snake.
Blah.
Got a special request from this from our boy Morgan.
You a long boy. That's the snake skin we saw.
Good
it
morning.
Was yours. Huh.
Thanks for holding.
Hello?
You guys are speaking my language, man. That guy's
yeah.
building a legacy.
There you go.
Building legacies, just one home at a time.
What's legacy up, builder.
Buck!
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
What's happening?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. We're just talking about the millions and millions of dollars we're going to spend. You know,
nope.
When we get off the air today.
No.
You know,
none of that money.
Just so wealthy.
Let me ask you a question. Is your plan to wealth buying a Mega Millions ticket?
Maybe.
Probably. That's his. I've got a plan for wealth. It's a one-step plan. Get rich quick.
Yep,
all I got to do is implement that step, and bam, it happens.
Bam, bam.
Yeah, that's true. That's quite true.
Yeah. Sound like you went to a Tony Robbins seminar.
Yeah. All I have to do is believe. If I believe I've got the money, I've got it. So I can just, it's called credit cards. I can just spend.
Nope, that's not real.
And then when you rack up one credit card, you just get another one and put that one on that one.
Nope.
And you just keep going.
Nope.
No.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah.
Hey, what was this idea you guys had? I heard you talking about selling gold bars. Are you
Yes, dude.
Still
listen.
Trying to look for like a second job?
I need a second job, man. So, I'm thinking outside of high schools, right across the street, I'll set up shop because they're not allowed to have like sodas anymore or like Gatorade or any of the good stuff. So, I'm thinking if I'm across the street with gold bars, I'll just, you know, on the cheap, maybe offer them a gold bar for free the first time, and then just boom, that's how you get them.
You think maybe there's a reason for that, though, Steve-O?
What, like, for health-wise? Come on. I mean,
yeah,
we all know that's
seriously.
All fake.
It's all fake.
The
You're
FDA
right.
made up fake. Cholesterol.
Look at me, it's all fake.
Yes, they just made it up. Cholesterol isn't even a real thing, man. So it's a government conspiracy to keep the good stuff out of your hands. I'll tell you more about it when you come by my gold bar stand.
Don't. Yeah. We're not doing the gold bar stand.
Oh.
He wants to set up outside of a school.
Mm-hmm.
the three of us and sell, quote, sweets.
The problem is I'd eat all the gold bars before the kids would have a
chance.
Oh, yeah,
you're not a business partner of mine.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, you can't be in business with me.
Sorry. I'm out.
See, that's why I'll be the spokesperson, because I'll be, look at me. I eat gold bars every day, kids, and I still keep this amazing physique. Mm, yeah. Just saying.
I feel like this is a bad, bad, bad
idea. What's your idea for making money there, Buck?
You know, you got to go out and work for it.
Yeah,
that's just the only thing I can think of is
gross.
You have to go work for it. You know what's funny, though, is I was doing some research last week, and I think it's a crazy number. It's like 40% of people, their only plan for wealth is literally buying a lottery ticket.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
smart. Roadrunner just walked in front of me. Oh.
That's a good omen. That means you're supposed to give us your money.
You know, I keep offering Dex a job. If one of you guys wants to come down and, you know, I mean, I obviously have to.
He wants me to twirl the signs out in front of his real estate.
No, I can do that.
He wants to be a sign guy.
No, actually, Dex, I changed your job description. So now everybody has to work to what they're suited for. So initially I thought you could go and put up signs for me and put flyers and little tubes and stuff, but I've got a better one for you. So when I do open houses, what I want you to do is I want you to be a sign flyer. I've got this really cool sign made up, and you can just go stand on the corner and spin it around like those guys do, and it says open house this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's real funny, Buck.
No, he's serious, man. He needs help.
It's real funny.
I mean, he needs help with that.
Yeah.
But I do. It's a serious problem that I have.
Well,
can I count on you?
You can count on me.
I'll be there at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
All right.
Meanwhile,
that's the spirit.
Somebody on the live line is trying to help me with my business by sending in the APS gold bar recipe. Boom!
Oh,
it's happening, guys. I'm doing this. I'm doing this.
You can go sell these things to children alone.
You know, that's what I'll do. Maybe
that'll
I'll just
work.
Stand outside of my kids' baseball
games. You know, when Dex and I were doing the show together, he had this crazy idea where he wanted to go out and play two little 12-year-old girls in basketball. Dex, how did that work out?
Yeah, well, they beat...
No, seriously, how did it work out?
How did it work out, bud?
Yeah, they beat me pretty bad, and...
Did you get embarrassed?
Yeah, I had to go and sit out on Montana with Tinkerbell boxer shorts and a sign that said I got beat by 12-year-old girls in basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it was pretty... It's on YouTube. It's pretty embarrassing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, just stay away from his ideas.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, sir.
All right.
See you later,
boys.
See you later, buddy.
There you go. Buck. Aaron Buck.
Guys, I have the APS gold bar recipe from back in the day.
Becca says she has gold bar in her fridge as we speak.
Wow.
Doesn't taste like the good old day cafeteria gold bars, but it's pretty good.
Cool, man. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
No, Becca, go
address.
Back to sleep and quit. You're having
you
a fever
like
dream.
To bring us some gold bars.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy, Will.
Will.
He's listening all the way from East Coast.
Chicago.
Like Charleston, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Way, 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 way. Or he's still in Cleveland. I love you, Will. Keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah, if you're listening somewhere around the country, check in. 505-585-LIVE. Send us a text. Let us know where you're checking in at. New Music Tuesday continues. Headlines. Hang out.
Star, yeah, you are a star. Wow, you're super special, just the way you are.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Yeah, you're a star.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A potential running mate hits the campaign trail.
Even before Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton and potential Veep choice Senator Elizabeth Warren appeared together at a Cincinnati rally, Republican Donald Trump sent out a tweet calling Warren goofy. The mudslinging didn't stop there as Warren bashed Trump before the Ohio crowd.
He will crush you into the dirt.
A California wildfire that has destroyed roughly 200 homes in the southern Sierra Nevada appears to be burning away from neighborhoods to the relief of residents hoping hoping their homes will be spared.
Parts of West Virginia, devastated by deadly flooding, are getting hammered again by heavy rain.
Justices overturned former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell's conviction on corruption charges. That vote unanimous.
Physicians Group is urging its members to screen teenagers for suicide. For the first time, the American Academy of Pediatrics has identified bullying as one major risk factor.
Suicide is the number two killer of teenagers in the U.S., and the new report updates decade-old guidelines for screening kids during a routine doctor visit.
Secretary of State John Kerry in London.
Do I agree that Britain's role has somehow been diminished? No.
Not at all. No. Oh, man, guys, just tired today, but, you know, we're just pressing forward. 8:43.
High today of 92 degrees.
Traffic!
So much going on in the ABQ. So apparently the incident on Paseo the 2nd was not an accident. There was a medical emergency with a guy.
Oh, wow.
And it looks like that's been cleared. But don't forget, we do have the accident at Coors Boulevard South in Paseo. Also, I'm just looking around because there's so many diamonds. Shine bright like a diamond, but you don't want to be one on the traffic map. I-40 West at University. There is an accident, and it's backed up to San Mateo now. Watch out for that, guys. Also, a little south of the city, I-25 North at New Mexico 47. That's the Broadway exit there. But guys, be careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live. Thanks for checking in around the country, Starmie.
Yeah, we got people in California. There's some person listening in the building behind Calvary here.
Yeah, just listening, guys, right in the building behind you.
Listening all the way from the building right behind Calvary.
That's great. Thanks for checking in.
My buddy Will is in Wilmington.
Wilmington.
Not Charleston.
Is that a city?
Yes.
Wow. I want a city named after me.
It'd be called Steve-O Tin Farm Vilton.
I like that. I was hoping for a state. Be like
Dex,
Devorigan.
What would your town be named?
Dexus.
Perfect. Mine would just be Teo. I like to keep it simple. Just T-E-O. Teo.
I like that.
Teo, New Mexico.
I don't know.
Teo, Tennessee.
You know.
Teo, Dexus. Teo, Mississippi. Teo, New York. Teo, California. Teo,
wow.
Washington. Wow. And now I will say all of the states with my name as a city.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Teo, Florida.
I like turtles.
I like turtles, too. Teo, South Carolina. Teo, North Carolina. Teo, Virginia. Teo, West Virginia.
Oh,
Teo, North Dakota. Teo, South Dakota.
You can't do all 50.
Yes, I can. Teo, Alaska. Oh. Teo, Hawaii. Teo, Oregon.
Oh,
Teo,
goodness.
Nevada. Teo, Arizona. Teo, Colorado. Teo, Utah.
Oh.
Teo, Montana.
Oh.
Hey, you'd like
it.
To live there now.
Yeah. You're like going through the map now.
Teo, Kansas. Teo, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Teo, Oklahoma.
Mm.
Teo, Louisiana.
Wow.
Teo, Arkansas. Teo, Iowa. Teo, Missouri.
Oh.
Teo, Indiana.
Yeah, yo, no.
Teo, Teo, Michigan. Staying out of there.
Okay.
Teo, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Teo, Ohio.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, that's a pretty good one right there. Teo, Ohio.
You could just go Teo, Ohio. Sorry.
Teo, Vermont. Teo, New Hampshire. Teo, Maine. Teo, Maine. Teo, Connecticut. Teo, Rhode Island. Teo, Maryland. Teo, Massachusetts. Teo, what?
No, keep going, man, because you're still
Georgia.
Missing one in particular.
Teo, Kentucky. Yeah. Teo, Alabama.
Dang it! I was going, he's going to miss Alabama, and I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get him.
Around. Let's see, I missed one.
Teo,
Delaware. Teo, New Jersey.
You haven't said Teo, Colorado.
Teo, I did say Teo,
did
Colorado.
Did you?
Teo, Pennsylvania. Teo.
Okay, hold on. I got to fill in this 30-minute program log.
I think I got
Teo
it.
Names all the states with his
Did
name.
I say Teo, Hawaii?
Yes, you did.
Because that's
Alaska.
A tropical paradise.
Did
right
you
after
say
Alaska.
Alaska?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Are you hearing me?
If Hello? I miss one, you guys text us on the live
did
line.
Did you say...
Missouri.
Misery.
Teo.
Colorado?
No, wait. I said Missouri, didn't I?
Yeah.
No. Maybe not. Yes, I said Colorado for the third time.
Did you say Virginia?
Yes,
and
West
Virginia.
You said them all like three times. I know.
I think I missed one.
Start over.
Does Puerto Rico count?
Okay.
I'll start over.
Start over.
From the Pacific Northwest. We'll begin in Alaska. Teo, Alaska. We'll scoot out to Hawaii. Teo, Washington. Teo, Washington. Teo, Oregon. Teo, California.
Oh, wait. Did you say Teo,
Teo
Arizona?
Idaho.
Ah. Yeah.
Missed Idaho.
Did you say Arizona?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
okay.
Did.
Okay. Praise the Lord, it's New Music Tuesday.
PTL, baby.
Do this. Nope. Oh, God.
Why are you dropping stuff? Things?
That was my new mug.
Sorry.
That was my brand new dad life mug. Steven got it for me. He gave
That's
me,
okay. There's 143 more
a pair
in the lobby.
Of Crocs with it. And I said, my buddy Ryan wears Crocs. Shout out to Ryan.
Also,
State Champs, I love you.
Teo, Rhode Island was not mentioned.
I said Rhode Island. Yes,
did.
I did.
He did, because that's when I was going to spring on.
Oh, you people, you don't know how to listen.
Did you say Connecticut?
Yes.
It's New Music Tuesday.
It's the live line chiming in right there.
Feel free to chime in. Tell us what you think of all the new music this morning.
This is a brand new song from Islander.
Islander.
If you're a fan of Deftones or Blindside or Islander, I give you their brand new single. It's called Bad Guy. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Kind of have a good Charlotte sound. I mean,
stop it.
What? Stop.
What?
Insult.
I didn't say it.
You have insulted them.
New Music Tuesday with Islander Bad Guy. 585 Live. You can text us and you can go to facebook.com/star88fm and tell us what you think of Islander.
Think I left out two states for sure and possibly a third.
Okay.
Number one, Wyoming.
Mm.
But my question to that is why?
Wyoming.
Why do we even have that state? Have you been there?
Beautiful.
It's awful.
Did you say Teo, Maine?
Yes. Possibly Kansas, but I think I said Kansas. I think I grouped it in with Nebraska and Oklahoma, but I could be wrong.
Mm.
And Illinois. Mm. Totally skipped Illinois.
Everybody always forgets about Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep, all the time.
Yep.
What are they saying about that new music track?
People like it. We actually had somebody said, I agree with Dex. I dig it, but Dex is right.
Boo.
No, I said Teo, Maine.
Oh, M. Gosh, that is a jam. Keep it, BT Dubs, blah, blah, blah.
And by the way, I didn't say, I'm not the one who said it sounded like
Yes,
this
you did. No,
someone
said that.
Someone
it wasn't
said that.
Me.
They didn't hear that earlier.
Love it. Continue to play it. Jay from ABQ.
Nice.
People loving the New Music Tuesday today.
Today's a good day.
It's very good.
Wow. That was awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Our girl Sam from accounting said Skrillex?
Oh, is it because of his hair?
I think so. If you go and look at the picture on Facebook. Then I wrote, your favorite, and she said Obvi, which I think is short for obvious.
Lee?
But that could be it.
That's good.
Can we start saying the like
Lee, the
second
suffix,
half?
The suffix of it? Yeah. The predicate.
Because Obvi, can we just say Usly?
Usly.
Usly.
We'll just start saying the, you know, instead of totes, we'll be like, Odally.
Okay. Quality Time Tuesday kicks off here in a little bit, so let's get a few headlines in.
I didn't really think about nothing until after I caught him, then I was like, gotcha.
A guy in Illinois is suing a 14-year-old kid for repeatedly ringing his doorbell and running away.
Hashtag nerd fail.
That's not a nerd fail. That's a kid fail. That's a common prank. Why would you sue a kid for that?
I don't know.
In Mississippi, what you did, if somebody kept ringing your doorbell and running away, is you would wait with a shotgun.
Oh.
And then when they rang the doorbell, you would open the door and go, and then they would not come back.
Yeah.
Wow.
That happened to me a lot.
Did it?
Yes. A picture of a terrified little girl running away from a peacock is making the rounds, and people are photoshopping her into different scenarios.
Click that link.
Like one where she's charging into battle on Game of Thrones, Steve-O's new favorite program.
No, stop it.
Yes, it is your favorite program.
No, it is not.
You have watched every episode, you have binged them, and I am terrified.
Dude,
nope,
so here's
not
the
even
photo.
A little bit.
Here's the photo.
Girl. Okay, she's running away from the peacock. Okay, so
beautiful.
There she is running
beautiful
the Olympic
over there.
100
with Usain
meter
Bolt.
Dash.
Okay,
yep, that's looking
she's
good.
A
oh,
movie.
She's running after the peacock in
there. You
it?
Go.
Whoa.
This, yep. There's Sunny Boo Boo. There's up oh, Civil War. She's
oh,
right
she's
there.
Running. Oh.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
She's yeah, Team Cap.
Good.
Come
we
on.
Got Braveheart.
Yeah.
Oh, Little Mermaid.
Look at her. That is, that's really funny.
Here she is in The Force Awakens.
It's pretty amazing.
I'm gonna post this link.
That's
on our
good.
Facebook, so you
Please
guys can
do.
Check it out.
Fantastic.
Oh, here's a Brexit photo.
That's incredible.
That's good.
Nicely done.
Hashtag Brexit.
Thanks, Internet.
Thank you, Internet. You've done it again. Mm-hmm. Call the league. There's been a development. The Minecraft movie is coming out in May of 2019.
Okay.
They're currently building
it. Are you serious?
Boom, Minecraft joke.
Yeah, I got it.
That was good.
No, that was not.
It was a great
joke. They're making a Minecraft movie? Gosh, you guys.
No, they're building
it. My kids are going to be so excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2.5 hours of kids watching YouTube videos
That's
of how to
it
make
is.
Things. I don't get it!
People that watch YouTube videos are stupid.
Have you ever played Minecraft?
No!
If you played it, you would get so addicted.
No, I would
it's
not.
Fun.
It's stupid.
It's
growing
no,
up,
it's
we
fun.
Had this before there were video games. It was called Legos. And you actually
and you had
to build stuff.
You had a blast.
Yeah, because I was actually building something. And when I was done, I could put it on display and go, check it out, guys. I made Castle Grayskull.
Yeah, but if you've never played it, then you can't talk about it.
Yes, I can. I've watched my children. And I've watched my children not only play the game, but then they go, oh, dude, you know what we got to build? The Ghostbusters house. And then they're watching a YouTube video of some random kid building it. And they're like, okay, wait, pause. Okay, bottom floor.
Fire station.
Yeah, it was a fire station.
No, but they converted it to the Ghostbusters mansion.
Wait, this is what your kids did?
So this is seriously what they do. They go on YouTube and watch videos of other kids playing a video game.
That's what my kids do as well.
I don't get it.
Hours and hours and hours of watching other people play Minecraft.
That's literally going to be the movie. It's going to be Mineception.
You know
and it's going to be like kids watching a movie about kids watching YouTube videos of kids playing Minecraft.
It would break records everywhere.
Oh my gosh. My brain's going to explode. I can't.
It would break records.
If your brain explodes one more time, I'm going to ask Birga very nicely to come in here and clean it up.
Okay. Oh, sorry guys. My bad.
We got to take a break, guys, okay? When we come back, Quality Tamp Tuesday kicks off. We have some more new music. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning. Sorry about that.
Hi to Dave 93.
We got an accident, Eubank Boulevard at Indian School Road at Baldwin, northbound restrictions. Also an accident, I-40 West at University Boulevard. It's exit 159D. It's backed up to San Mateo. Slow traffic, expect delays around 5 minutes. Also, I-25 North at New Mexico Broadway, exit 215. Expect delays up to 5 minutes around that accident as well. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
It's New Music Tuesday. We'll jump into that track here in just a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Tam is supposed to be here.
She's not.
I mean, alleged.
Okay.
She'll be joining us momentarily.
Maybe. Never know with that girl, I tell you. Just never know. Hit us up on that live line, 585-LIVE. Of course, facebook.com/star88FM. Go like us if you haven't yet.
Give us a like, friendo.
Don't forget, on Saturday, you can join us for free. We'll be out at Isotopes Park for Freedom Celebration. That's going to be a great evening.
If you've ever wanted to see what we look like floundering on stage for 2 hours.
Mm. 2 hours.
I got to be honest, it looks really, really good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The Evening Invasion.
We'll be on the Jumbotrons.
We will. It'll be really cool.
We'll be entertaining you guys. We have Four King and Country performing for you guys. A message from Skip Heitzik.
Yeah.
Battle Drums Worship. Hawk Nelson. And fireworks.
Crazy amounts of fireworks. And the best part is professionals will be lighting off the fireworks, so hopefully no mountain fires.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah. Best part.
What happens if I light this firework?
No,
right here?
Please don't. Not especially not in the studio because
he did it.
No! Stop it!
Ow. Are other things exploding?
Thank you. Can you just
put this out?
Okay, over here though,
sorry,
you missed.
Guys.
All right. Can you get my leg?
My bad.
Okay. right there. No, my other leg. The one that's on fire. Can you just...
I asked you not to bring anything to work in Lincoln.
Yeah, but if you didn't have this... Oh, it feels better. Thank you.
It doesn't feel better in here.
It does. No, no.
It's weird that I like the smell of a fire extinguisher.
Well, that's actually burnt leg hair because you caught my left leg on fire.
Smells great.
Wait, where'd your leg go?
Yeah, exactly. So...
You can have my legs, Steve-O.
Thankfully, we're in the final hour of the show. I'll go to the emergency room after.
Where is Tam?
Let's jump into this new music track. Because we can't do anything else because it's New Music Tuesday.
Oh, you're right. Great.
Oh, now she decides to summon her.
You're like Beetlejuice.
It's like we were trying to move on, and
now
she just waited
she
till literally the last
You were chatting,
moment.
Weren't you? You were just chatting
they
away.
They scare you?
You're a chatty Kathy.
They
Who
scare
are you
ya?
Talking to?
I'll tell you what's going on here. I was getting a decaf hazelnut latte.
Was Michael dragging
his feet? We're proud of your
he's dragging his feet.
Back to New Music Tuesday.
He was dragging his feet. And I got my watch fixed in line. It was amazing.
That's cool.
Lots happened since I walked in here.
Damn, you live a complicated life, Cam.
Thank you for that.
You're just
so
in time.
Back to you, Dex.
It's New Music Tuesday.
Yeah. It is. And this is a brand new song from Colony House. If you're into that surf rock vibe, get ready. This song's called You Know It.
585 Live, text us. Or Star88FM on Facebook. Colony House. You Know It. New Music Tuesday. What are they saying? They like it?
Multiple people mentioned the Beach Boys. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I can hear that.
On the live line, not my fave, Beach Boys with the drum. Our girl Brandy said it's like hipster Beach Boys. I'm into it. Hipster Beach Boys, also known as Vampire Weekend.
Yes. Also, somebody says cute, a little neon trees-ish. Everybody talks. I hear that, too.
Oh, yeah,
neon trees.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Thank you,
Starmie. Colony House has a new record called Only the Lonely coming out September 16th. So if you like what you're hearing, you got a lot of new music coming your way from those boys.
There you go.
It is Quality Tam Tuesday as well.
Morning.
Tam comes in and shares her thoughts and wisdom. And we just love having her here.
Turns out our last conversation that we had together, guys, was pretty good. I guess we got some great feedback on that.
On last Tuesday's show?
Yeah.
You were throwing down some wisdom.
Well, I think the topic in general was what really brought...
What were we talking about? I don't remember.
We were talking about that great sign that some church decided to post or to put up. That's a speaker.
Sorry about that.
And it was Satan made.
Yep.
Gays and transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, I ran into three people who... Two of them listen to the show, one of them does not. About this topic, and they appreciated the fact that we were not afraid to talk about it. And so they ran into me like at some, it was one of them was here. I think two people were at the little get together that I was at. And I think that it was very helpful.
Good.
The fact that we're not afraid to talk about things like that.
Yeah, we'll
and so we got some big thank yous on that end. And then some people also from Sagebrush were tuning in as well.
Cool.
They were very appreciative, just representing the Christian community in a better light instead of as a darker light. So
good stuff.
Yeah. So thanks, guys, for bringing that up.
Oh, thank you, Tam.
Dude, tomorrow's show is going to be very interesting because on that topic, we're going to be talking at length about a prom queen that won this last weekend in New York State. That was born male. First prom queen, king, queen.
Yeah.
King, queen?
I don't know how to say it.
Queen.
Herself.
It would be queen because it's queen. King and queen mixed.
It's queen.
It's queen.
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 Yes.
So.
You're a wealth
also,
of knowledge over there.
Herself was nominated and won prom queen.
That's from Zoolander 2. We went with it.
I have a question.
Yes.
What does Starmie mean?
What does Starmie mean?
I was listening to the show yesterday, and my mom, you guys have my mom rolling. She was laughing so hard, I guess. I called my mom, and I was like, hey, Mom, I have a quick question. And I hear Teo's voice in the background.
It's Teo.
And I'm like, who is there at your house? Like, what? I was like, that guy sounds a lot like Teo. Then I hear...
Man, I'm all up in your family.
Steve-O's voice. And I'm like, what is happening? And I was like, Mom, where are you?
She was listening.
And she's like, oh, I'm just at the house cleaning. I'm just getting some things together. And I was like, who's behind... Oh, are you blaring? Are you blaring Star 88 FM?
Your mom is Starmy.
And she said, yeah, I love it. These guys are cracking me up. They have me rolling today.
Don't talk about that.
Okay, Mom.
That is hilarious.
So, I love your mom.
I have no clue what you were talking about yesterday, but you had my mother just, I mean, whipped. She's whipped.
Well,
okay?
What do you think Starmy is?
But I don't know what Starmy...
What would you say? What do you think it is?
Starmy.
Listen.
Come on.
It's our...
Can I get hints?
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
Why are you being dumb,
our,
Tam?
Listener that like owns us, that says, I am yours and you are mine and we are in this together, right?
Star-me.
We built an army of star fanatics. Starmy.
Get it?
It's our Starmy.
I used to have the
like Stormy?
Edge Army. Remember I used to have the Edge Army? Remember? Edge Army.
Like, if we rode into battle, if you remember the Starmy, yes,
don't do that.
You would go into battle. We are in it to win it.
Yeah.
Together.
Forever.
The listener who has our back, their family.
And vice versa.
Friend.
Oh, Starmy. Family.
No, they're
Starmly.
Starmy is like a big gang.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're a
big
gang.
Street gang.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
We originally were going to go by Bloods or Crips, but they were both taken.
Stop.
Wearing red and blue, so I was like...
To all the gang members, Steve-O Jeter said that.
Red, white,
don't want
and
any
blue.
Part of that one.
He's kidding.
Yep.
All my people.
Yep, Starmy is just... and you know, when who said it? Who said Starmy?
Steve-O.
Steve-O said Starmy when
sure
I first got here.
Uh-huh.
And I hated it. I was, that's dumb. We're not going with that.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And then we started rolling it out a few times, and it I think it
and
grew
you,
on
and
us.
And it grew on you?
Thanks,
so you're
buddy.
Saying it's going to grow on me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to understand what it means soon.
Like a mole.
What do you mean?
Like at some
Starmy.
Point you're going to have to
do
go
you listen to
see
us?
A doctor about it, because you're like, I think this is getting bigger.
Do you listen to us like your mom listens?
No.
In my defense, I am not off of school for the summer.
Look at me. It's the Star 88 Army. The Starmy. That's all you need. Now be quiet.
Oh,
thank
did
you.
You just think of that?
No, a listener wrote it in because our listeners understand.
We mashed
thank
star
you, listener.
And army together. Star
you know what?
Army.
This reminds me of fourth grade when my teacher asked me, do you have any other stupid questions?
Yeah.
And I never asked another question until my junior year of high school. This is one of those moments where every other kid is wondering it, but nobody really asks. So today, on this beautiful moment and time, I stand firm with my backbone, not a fishbone, and I will say, I didn't know what the heck that meant. Am I allowed to say heck?
Can I ask you this?
Sure. Well,
do you have any more beautiful insights?
Oh.
Any more dumb questions?
Not yet.
Tam, is that an expensive watch? That looks super expensive.
Is that made of copper?
That's bling, bling city, man.
Proud of you for wearing a watch. It's 2016. I didn't realize people still owned watches.
Yeah.
Actually, funny
Let me ask
story.
You this, Tam. What time is it?
Just give me, okay, 6, 7, 8, 9,
gosh,
you
can't
okay,
even
5,
tell
10, 10
so much bling on that
18,
tank.
It's 9, 8,
you should just look at your
9,
phone,
19.
It would have told you immediately.
I love 9, 19. Is
it
9, 19?
16.
Close enough. Here's the thing. Actually, this is a really funny story. You bring that up. I was in Sopo waiting on my latte here that is not almond milk, so I may be having some stomach issues later.
Oh, yeah.
Just
good.
For the family to hear that. Starmy family.
There you go.
And, my watch, I was just wearing it as decoration because I usually break all my watches or I have such a high acidic level in my body that I usually like, and this is literally what the doctor said, like, you're going to pretty much mess up all your watches.
Boring!
So, I was wearing this as a decoration and someone asked me what time it was and I was like, I forgot my phone at home. And because I don't have my phone today, I forgot it. And I was like, oh no, someone's going to ask me. I have to tell them that I'm not, it's not, it's just, I'm just wearing it like a bracelet kind of thing. Because I got it at Charming at
this
place.
Oh, so it doesn't tell time?
And so it does, but I thought it was broken.
Okay.
And then it was ticking.
Oh.
So it came alive. It rose from the dead.
Much like Quality Tam Tuesday,
and
it
now,
is a ticking time bomb.
And now.
I'll
waiting.
You, I'll give you $5 if you stop talking about your wife.
No.
Can
no,
I have that?
No,
can
no,
I have
no,
that?
No. No,
I
and
want
then
that.
$5 is all yours.
Then,
I didn't mean to bring it
and
up.
Can you give
then,
it to me?
Now it works.
I got my comics today. You give that to me.
Now it works.
Kind of broke right now.
This is so great.
On the live line, somebody just chimed in and said, Tam, quit acting like Jessica Simpson.
Amen.
You're smarter than this. You don't have to play dumb.
They're mad because I didn't know what Starmie meant. And in my defense, no one else really knew what it was.
Somebody else just chimed in and said, thank you, Tam. I had the same thoughts. What is the word they keep saying? Now I know. Edumacation this
morning. You're welcome.
I've never said
that. That's from Amarillo, Texas. Well, actually, Vallejo, New Mexico, or Vallejo, California.
Good for you, Callie.
Any other questions, Tam?
Uh-oh. Somebody else is coming to your aid saying, whoa, 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 watches are classy and class never goes out of style. Stay classy,
ooh,
Tam.
Oh, thank you.
I always thought the Apple Watch was like the dumbest idea. And then I've been around like three different people with one. And for no other reason than because...
Don't fall into it. It's a trap.
And you know what's so irritating?
Yes.
Is when they look at their watch every 4 seconds because they either get a text or an email or something. So basically, they're trying to tell you, like, I don't care what you're telling me right now. I'm just looking at my watch.
Hang on.
I'm like, do you have to go?
I was looking at sorry.
I'm like, do you have to go? Just go. Just turn that thing off.
Yeah.
It's driving me nuts.
I agree. But what if it's an emergency?
Then what are you going to do?
Well, that's why you look at your...
Yeah. Like, what do you... Just use your phone.
Just use your phone, man.
Come on, man.
Just use your phone.
You just schooled everybody. Okay. Okay.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
Define
Heck
school.
Yeah, man.
I'd like a bogglehead made after me.
Stop.
What did you call it?
Oh, boy.
What did you just call that?
A bogglehead?
A bogglehead.
Yes, guys, that's correct.
Guys,
let's continue. Let's go.
Let me speaking of continuing.
Oh my god.
My 3-year-old is currently at the dentist for the first time in his life.
He looks
my wife just chimed in and said, he's not crying. He just looks really awkward because he doesn't know what to do.
Did they give him laughing gas?
He's so cute.
The dentist is currently in tears because they put the weird suction thing in his mouth, the straw thing, and she asked him to suck on it so that the spit leaves, and he grabbed it and tried to spit into it.
That's awesome.
He's having a blast at the dentist. Last night, he was getting ready for bed, and all he could talk about was how he was going to the dentist tomorrow. And Jack and Luke, who of course have been many a time, they hate the dentist,
really?
Right? So like, were like, "Oh, no, buddy, you're gonna be great." Like trying to like encourage him, and he was like, "I'm so excited!
What a cutie.
I'm going to the tooth doctor!"
So
like he was stoked.
You should have told him he's officially meeting the tooth fairy. That's who it is. That's exciting.
Brody's so
scared.
Honestly, though, that laughing gas stuff is no joke. My brother can no longer even smell coconut. Oh my gosh, he's adorable. I'm looking at another picture of Sivo's son. He cannot even smell coconut or taste it in any form because he wants to vomit, simply because they overloaded him on the coconut smell laughing gas when he was a kid.
That's too
bad. How do you come in here and tell these stories that just get worse and worse?
Amazing.
Like, where does this come
from? That's fine. I can leave. I can never come back.
Tam.
Hey,
Tam.
Don't you throw out great things like that in front of me.
Don't you false promise me.
You know what the funny thing is?
A carrot.
Yeah, I know, right?
Follow that carrot anyway.
The funny thing is, we totally just had the free and clear and I ruined it. It's like when you were trying to break up with your high school girlfriend and then they got really sad and you're like,
well, wait, we can still be friends.
And then it's like, wait, why did I say that? Yeah, that was my past.
Think before you speak.
If I had just not spoken up, she would have walked out.
God has given us all brains and some of us use them.
Stop it right now.
Give it a try.
Stop it.
Just trying to help. Just trying to help.
Stop it. Stop it. I sound like her kind of a little.
I mean, not even a little. It.
Hey, Dex.
I've isolated
I got
vocals.
Some news items.
Yeah, I know. We should probably do that.
Or we could set off
that's
fireworks
fine. If
in
the
here
people
again.
Don't want to want
the
a
people
quality
love
Tuesday,
you.
They want an 88.2, then
although
that's
Mark
what
chimed
get.
In and said, there we go, quality ham Tuesday. It's official.
Come on, push it! Push
it's
it!
Official. What?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That sounds like my coach at the gym.
Yeah. It is.
It's terrifying.
Is that Reese?
I don't have my phone on me.
Reese,
you can't text.
Your words cut sharper than a Ginsu.
Wow. Someone set fire to a 1,200-year-old church.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And a tourist put it out. Using the only thing they could.
A fire extinguisher.
Nope.
A lion.
Nope.
A bear.
That is a fire extinguisher.
Baby
tank.
Cub.
Gatorade. Holy water.
Oh.
There's a church in Switzerland called the Abbey of St. Gall that dates back about 1,200 years. Someone tried to set fire to that church on Tuesday. They put a candle on one of the confessionals right under a curtain. Cops think they did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. No.
But it's a World Heritage Site, so some tourists were there when it happened. And instead of running out, they started looking for something to put out the fire. Luckily, holy water. After all is said and done. They dumped it on the flames, prevented the entire church from going up in flames. The fire still caused thousands of dollars worth of damage. Could have been a lot worse. Police still don't know who started the fire. They don't think it was Billy Joel, but they're talking to witnesses and hoping someone saw something.
Wow.
Now, why are you fading that down? Man, that's the best song I've ever heard. You've been put to the test, but
never enough. You got the touch.
No.
Oh, man.
You got the power.
I hope that they understand that it was water. I don't want to offend anybody. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, you better stop.
Oh, damn.
In Mexico.
It's not just water. It's water that's been drained.
You're right. I don't want to talk about it. But I...
No, that's exactly its purpose.
I'm watching you inevitably start talking about it.
Nope.
Just waiting. No. Check your watch. You got a few more seconds.
Does holy water not have any special powers?
Okay, stop it.
It's not a special power. It's obviously, we're not going to talk about special powers. It's just simply, it is a very sacred thing in the Catholic Church. And so I want to make sure that I respect
that.
Yes, I do.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
But I did love that Mateo was playing his air drums. I had drum lessons yesterday, and you looked just like my drum teacher.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Okay,
it's
but great. Here's the question. Sweet. Having respect and reverence for something that is not biblical necessarily.
But it's okay. They didn't ask me my opinion as to if the holy water, because it was holy, did it put out the fire? Simply, was it just because it was water, did it put out the fire? And I hope that everyone can understand that it was a blessing that they had holy water
right there
because then they wouldn't have had anything
science
to put out.
Science says it's because of the water.
Absolutely. H2O is always good.
I don't believe in science. I live my life by two wonderful principles, reason and math. Magic.
Yes.
And so this holy water,
yes.
Magic,
that's what happened.
Magic says it was the holy part.
It sounds like
it was an unholy fire.
What do you make?
That
is
was
that
put
beef
out
stew?
By holy water.
Yeah. Like beef stew? Like
it smells delicious.
You always have to boil the water first.
I understand that.
That doesn't sound like water.
You know, speaking of magic, like... guess what movie I watched last night in my house?
Space Jam.
Magic the Gathering. The
Prestige.
Movie.
Ooh.
I like it.
Wow, way to catch up 15
and
years ago.
Guys... I've seen it before, and I saw it again, and I...
Still don't get
and
it.
And Shelby is just so torn. She's like, I hate this movie.
I wish I knew the references.
She can't figure it out, guys. I need some help, but I don't want to ruin
really
the ending.
Wish.
No spoilers.
Have you
know
seen
I mean?
A movie called Braveheart? That's a really good one, too.
Yeah,
we could totally talk about that one. What else? Gladiator, 15 years ago. Man, just watch this movie. It's called Grease. Brand new.
Yeah,
this new actor, John Travolta, he's going to be big.
There is
that
a guy...
is not family-friendly.
Yeah. There's a guy in Prestige who has like longer hair like Steve-O.
Uh-huh.
And last night when I was watching it, I was like, that guy looks just like Steve-O. But he looks
a
little
Christian
different.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, but when his hair's long, he kind of, you sort of look like him.
Like Christian Bale?
Like when his hair's long in the movie.
Steve-O, talk with a lisp real quick.
I'm Batman. Guys, I'm Batman.
There it is. Just like Christian Bale.
Just like
him. Just like him.
We have to save the city.
Oh! You'll never be able to watch Batman the same again. Trust me, it's there.
Where's Rachel?
Needs to take out his retainer. He's fine.
I'm serious, you guys. This is a big deal. Scarecrow's on the loose.
I had
you
a retainer.
The best of us.
Yeah?
Back up off it.
All right, we have to take a break. Quality Time Tuesday continues. New Music Tuesday as well. We got one last track for the Morning Invasion to throw on you guys.
The best one.
We'll do it next.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A potential running mate hits the campaign trail.
Even before Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton and potential Veep choice Senator Elizabeth Warren appeared together at a Cincinnati rally, Republican Donald Trump sent out a tweet calling Warren goofy. The mudslinging didn't stop there as Warren bashed Trump before the Ohio crowd.
He will crush you into the dirt.
A California wildfire that has destroyed roughly 200 homes in the southern Sierra Nevada appears to be burning away from neighborhoods to the relief of residents hoping their homes will be spared.
Parts of West Virginia, devastated by deadly flooding, are getting hammered again by heavy rain.
Justices overturned former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell's conviction on corruption charges. That vote unanimous.
Physicians Group is urging its members to screen teenagers for suicide. For the first time, the American Academy of Pediatrics has identified bullying as one major risk factor.
Suicide is the number two killer of teenagers in the U.S., and the new report updates decade-old guidelines for screening kids during a routine doctor visit.
Secretary of State John Kerry in London.
Do I agree that Britain's role has somehow been diminished? No.
No.
No. Good morning, Starmy. What's your name, Starmy? It's Star 88. So you get Star, and then you have an army, and we mash it together, and Starmy, that's you guys.
You don't have to explain.
Thanks for clearing that up.
You bet.
Now, apparently, we had a couple listeners that weren't quite clued in as well.
I'm willing to take the heat, guys. Don't worry.
It's all good, man.
All right.
You mean you bring the heat, Tam?
Uh-huh.
I wasn't going to say it.
Good morning.
9:35.
High today of 93 degrees. But it keeps changing, so let's be honest.
Check them roads out there.
Not seeing any accidents right now. But you guys, be careful out there that you look at traffic. Traffic!
Steve-O, go ahead. Dial it up.
It's time. It is time.
Who we calling?
Ghostbusters. Fallout Boy?
Ugh.
I don't want to talk about it.
This is a surprise.
Oh, fail on the phones today.
Guys, I just found a story out of Arkansas, out of Albuquerque.
I don't understand.
A local guy, this is being reported in Arkansas, he's facing charges after authorities say he broke into his grandmother's home, tried to steal frozen dinners.
What?
Here in town, Albuquerque.
We'll talk about that coming up. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Stay loud.
Brody! Did you go to the dentist, buddy?
Yes!
Tell me all about it.
It's fun, Dad.
It's fun.
It's fun.
I don't even know what that meant.
Could you roll the windows up?
Yeah, could you... Chrissy, are you driving in the helicopter? Did you guys... You chose to fly today? Oh, you're in the car. Oh.
Hey, Brody.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Am I going to class because Papa just left in the mountains?
So he's going to his class because Papa's in the mountains, is what he just said.
Okay.
For those that have no idea.
Okay.
I speak 3-year-old.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell us more, Brody.
How was the dentist? This is terrible.
Ow.
This is... He drove all the way to the mountains.
Ah.
He's going to the mountains.
Yeah, he's just...
And now
we're driving all the way to the school.
Good
that's what
for
he's saying.
You,
yeah.
Buddy.
All right.
Brody, how was the dentist?
How was the dentist, Brody?
Ow. Good.
What did they do?
I don't know.
They
brushed his teeth and then they looked at his teeth.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
Good stuff.
Oh,
baby.
This is obviously a jam of a moment.
It's beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks, buddy, for the update. I love you.
Oh,
man. Have a great day.
So
aw, bye, Brody.
Bye, Brody.
Bye. That's you just hang up. Yeah,
I would call Johnny Danger, but apparently Dawn got a job.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, man. It's not the way it used to be. Glory days when women couldn't even talk. Bring them back.
Okay.
As a feminist, I've offended myself.
Gosh.
But as a nostalgist, I hearken back to the days of yore.
Oh, I wish you had narcolepsy.
I apologize
right
for
now.
The last 5 minutes of our show.
No, man. Don't apologize. That was cute. That
Whatever.
Was your. Those are moments.
Those are
moments that you'll never forget. You have it on. On MP3.
I like that he said teeth like enough. A million times in a row.
Teeth!
Teeth! And
yes. Brody,
teeth!
By the way, will you update everybody? How's Brody doing since his surgery?
Dude, fantastic,
People
actually.
Wanna know.
Yeah, so for those that don't know. Okay, update music, sorry.
Update.
My 3-year-old Brody Parker, he is the raddest little dude on the planet, but he had something called periodic fever syndrome. I know that sounds made up because I still feel like it is.
No, it's not.
But for the last 2 years, since he was 1 year old, he got fevers every month like clockwork. Same time of the month. I know what you're thinking, Tam. It's totally different. 105, 106 degree fevers. Like, seriously, his worst was 106 degrees.
Yeah,
he
that was
seized
scary.
Once. Yeah, back when Teo and Dawn still lived with us,
it
he actually
scary.
Seized. We had to call an ambulance.
Yeah, he did.
He seized once.
It was very scary.
And it was the gnarliest thing I'd ever experienced because you feel helpless. And so for the last 2 years, like clockwork, every month. I mean, even we went on family vacation trying to time it out, hoping that it would be different. And of course, he got like these crazy fevers at Disneyland. And so he missed Disneyland and just had to spend the whole time in the hotel room with Chrissy. So it's been rough for the last couple years. And so when was it? 2 months ago, he had surgery to correct it. It's a tonsillectomy and an adenoid removal, and allegedly it cures periodic fever syndrome. And since then, nothing. Like, no fevers.
Awesome.
It's been amazing. Last week, actually, he did get a fever, and we were terrified because it was the first time he got sick.
Yeah.
Turns out he actually just caught a 24-hour bug, and he was fine the next
nice.
Day. We never experienced, like, Brody getting normal sick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Christy and I just braced for sadness, and we were prepared and upset. But you know what? It's been incredible. You know what's
wow.
not been incredible? The surgery bills.
Yeah, that's a good time.
But you know what? I don't care all the money in the world for his
mm-hmm.
health because
mm-hmm.
it's been incredible. And not only that, but he's like a totally different child. I can't even tell you what it's like going to the baseball games now because our other two play baseball and him just running around like madness.
Yeah.
Like
that's
he's just talking to everybody. He's being crazy. And he's always been like friendly and cute, but now he's just like.
Yeah.
He's like a whole different
He's
kid.
He's healthy to boot.
Yeah, it's amazing. So
That's
really,
great.
Really stoked on that. And yeah, so
good.
He's had one fever. One minor little tiny
awesome.
Tiny fever that was like a day. So
That's so cool.
It was great. So
Praise
shout out to Brody,
Lord.
who went to the dentist today for the first time ever.
Little
so,
Brody.
Really
loving cool. the dentist.
Brody.
That's
and
cool.
Rhodes.
Yeah. He's forever the optimist.
What a cute kid.
Yes.
He is. He's so cute.
So today's New Music Tuesday, we have one final song to play for you guys. I know you've been waiting on it. This is the latest from 21 Pilots. It's called Heathens from the Suicide Squad movie soundtrack, just released last week.
Mm.
Tell us what you think about it, facebook.com/star88fm.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. It looks like you might be one of us.
Hello. 21 Pilots. Heathens. New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, they're pretty straight dudes and solid yeah. believers and just, like, really rad, so I wouldn't call them heathens.
Yeah,
I mean.
Well.
Spiritually, I would like to say that's just a good song.
Hey, it's getting cooler in here.
It's a fantastic song from the Suicide Squad soundtrack, which is pretty incredible. They're rocking it.
Pretty
like champions.
Sure nobody's
so
going
to
say they didn't like that song.
When our friend Dustin was here, couple weeks ago, if you guys want to hear an actually funny person,
yeah,
go to star88.fm or go to your iTunes podcast
mm-hmm.
library and go back and find the podcast featuring our boy Dustin Hevron. He's a professional comedian out in LA, and he
funny.
Is hilarious. He's also roommates with Josh from 21 Pilots, and he was telling me that night. He stayed with Dawn and I, and he was like, obviously we can't talk about this on the show, but right now they are negotiating to have a song featured on the Suicide Squad soundtrack.
Wow.
And he was like, but they want it to be like
credits or something, and they're deliberating and all that stuff. So they're
that's
not
pretty cool.
He said they at that point they weren't sure that it was going to be on the soundtrack.
And that music video was incredible.
Yes, he said the thing is, it's like Tyler sat down and just wrote the perfect song for that movie,
mm-hmm.
and he really did. And then it was cool last week when it dropped and it leaked on the internet. 21 Pilots posted a really obscure, like vague tweet that said "Take it slow," and then later that day, somehow the song leaked on the internet, and then the next day it was out. You know, and you got to wonder about that. It's like obviously,
yeah.
You know, that's the best way to make
leak.
Like a quote leak is the best way to make a song go boom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, especially from a very popular artist like 21 Pilots. So now here it is. It's all over everything, and everybody's just like crazy. And I put in our notes. Interestingly enough, 21 Pilots this month replaced themselves as number one on the Billboard rock charts.
Man.
Stressed Out was number one. Ride replaced it as number one. And now this song is quickly going up the chart.
That's
amazing. That band is on top of the world.
Yep.
Straight up.
They're the biggest band right now, for sure.
They really are. And there's only two people in the band.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, I think we're going to see, like, you. What was the band you said that totally is copying their sound?
Well, there's
everyone.
I think you're going to see a lot of that now. You're going to see a lot of
there's already a Christian derivative.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the Christian derivative.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, like,
they're the Christians derivative.
Yeah, there's a band already that we might premiere a single from in the next few weeks. We'll see.
Okay.
The old false prophets, they're everywhere.
No.
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
Tam,
man.
Tam.
No.
Stop
this
it!
See, look,
no,
guys,
no,
this is
no,
why there was a precedent for silence.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Situations like
this.
We can't have nice things, Tam. This is why.
I love
you. No.
You have a beautiful voice, and your insights are sometimes worth hearing. And we're so happy you're here. So happy.
I wasn't listening to you because I was busy watching some friends of mine. They have a YouTube channel.
Oh.
And so I was watching that
instead.
Well,
good. That's cool. I'm glad they...
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear
that.
That's all.
Love you, Tam.
All right. Stand by, Tam, because we got the news.
One final news item that I would like to talk about. And ironically enough, Birga talked about this the other day.
Who's Birga?
She works here.
She's
here. Let's see if I can do this better than her.
She's gone for like 4 hours every day.
A group set a world record by sending over 100,000 letters to the troops. The group, the Daughters of the American Revolution, wanted to set a world record. But they didn't want to, as Birga put it, put silly spoons on their nose or jump up and down for the longest amount of time, which is something I think is incredible. They wanted to send 10,000 letters to active members of the military in 1 month. That would have been the goal.
Whoa.
But there were a few rules they had to follow that actually made it pretty tough. Each person could only write one letter, so you couldn't just write 500 letters yourself. You know, like 500 one short paragraph letters. You couldn't do that. One letter per person. Also, you had to pay for your own postage, which, as we all know, is just a huge pain.
10-4, copy that.
It is.
But they released the final numbers at an event on Saturday. They didn't just hit the 10,000 mark. They crushed it. Over 100,000 people wrote letters.
Man.
More than 10 times what they were hoping for. The final tally was 100,904. That's how you say it, Birga. Letters. And it sounds like most of them were written by members, volunteers, and school kids. So it was actually people putting their time into it. There are photos online that show boxes of letters stacked on top of each other, and they posted a photo on Facebook of the official world record certificate they got from the Guinness Book of World Records. Good job.
Wow.
Way to go.
Shout out to all those
folks.
Way
to go, America. For one who whom does the husband
burning up in here
is a Marine, that's great to hear.
And Tones. Tones is the man.
He is. He's a captain in the Marine Corps. Hoorah. Hoorah. I don't know how to say it.
You better.
That's how they say it. Yeah.
Your wife
like
of.
That.
Hoorah! I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah,
you're
that's
good.
Yeah.
So good.
Good for you.
I got a lot of military family.
We're he's in till 2017.
Really?
And so we're just, you know, hoping we don't go to war. But then again, you know, had a couple scares.
Yeah.
Stuff you got to talk about before you get married.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I going to do, leave him? No.
He'd find you.
Why'd you just roll your eyes at that?
Because that's ridiculous. No, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
It's a toughie. But I'm happy they wrote letters. I bet every single one of those people loved reading those letters, too. Mm. Where'd they put those? All those letters.
Probably in the mail.
I mean, where'd they go after that?
Point. I mean, you know, probably to the
like,
person.
Like, who was
they
the one reading? Like, was it just they just gave like one to every soldier, or like, how did that work? Can you tell me?
No.
Not sure.
Well, I mean, that's like a huge part of the story.
Oh, man.
No, it's not.
What do you... You just write letters for no reason?
You know, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Oh, my goodness. You don't have an ending to this story.
There is an ending. They won the Guinness record. They did it.
Yeah, but authenticity and the real reasons as to why you send it.
I hear what you're saying, because if the reasoning behind it was to win a Guinness World Record and not like, hey, we want to do something great for the troops... Like, did they really do anything?
Well, yeah. They did for the troops,
right? It's kind of like the episode of Friends, where they were trying to prove that there's no real good deed, because even behind that real good deed, it's just to make you feel better. So it's all about you and itself.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Friends. Taught me everything I know about life.
That's why you should
give society and
anonymous
the histories of the world.
And the world.
And
so ultimately,
relationships.
Every selfless thing we do just comes from some selfish place.
That was the episode of Friends.
That's listen, great,
and they
guys.
Were trying to prove them wrong.
It's a great way
and
to live.
And we have Debbie Downer in the studio today.
Hey, guys. Just here to just bring the realness.
Well, now that we've received that golden nugget of knowledge, you guys have a great day. Ultimately, you're just a horrible person.
No!
Ooh, man.
Man. Man.
You want to become great in the kingdom?
I have a question.
Please,
have
a few minutes.
Are you guys coming to July 2nd Freedom Celebration at the Isotope Stadium?
What are you talking about? We're going to be on that stage longer than you, bruh.
Because I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, bruh.
It's true. Evening Invasion.
Evening Invasion.
Live.
2 hours.
That's right.
4 to 6. We will be doing our show simulcast
and then,
on multiple radio stations.
If you think this is a train wreck, you should come to Freedom Celebration so you can watch it.
Watch
happen.
It live from 4 to 6 p.m.
So I don't get
Saturday,
to join
July
you guys
2nd.
For any of that, do
Why
I?
Not? Yes,
hey,
you
man.
Yes, you
stop.
Can.
Oh,
what you're doing.
No, sorry. Right now.
Sorry,
good
I did it.
Grief.
I blew it. Yeah,
no,
we got
you cannot.
Luke from For King and Country said he'd join us on stage.
Fantastic.
We got, yeah, so yes. Mm-hmm. We will definitely have a quality
drums, we
TAM
perform
moment.
On at 6 o'clock when you guys go off the stage. We get on stage.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do about 5 songs. So it'll
Steven
be about 30 minutes.
Steven said he's going to be on there.
Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to.
Mm-hmm. We might have to have you bump down to 15 minutes because we'll probably go a little long.
We might
you
go
one more time.
Do you have a solo? You singing a special?
I'm doing.
Are you going to do the national anthem?
I'm doing 2 specials.
Are you going to do the national anthem?
No.
Or did they have to?
We have,
did Ricky have to call somebody?
We
out?
Have our buddy. He's going to sing it instead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just
guys, I didn't
knife.
Want to let the cat out of the bag.
David.
It's me.
No,
it's
are you singing the national anthem?
Yes, I am doing the national
Steve-O,
anthem.
You don't have to cover and for me.
I
it's
am.
Me. I'm sorry. I'll say it right now. I knew I was going to be undercover. It was going to be a surprise. I'm doing it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Was good. It's going to be good. Great to see
Can
you guys
do.
There.
Purple mountains we face.
Pumped about it.
That's my favorite line.
You know all the concession stands are going to be open. The concessions.
Yeah. Yes. That's
which is I've really
I'll
cool.
I'll be working at A4.
Okay, sorry.
No, you will not.
I'll be there
we're
going to
be on the stage.
Invasion.
We
have
are
to make
doing
extra
the
cash.
Evening invasion.
I have to feed
You're
my
You're not
family.
Making any money.
I will be selling sodas. And cotton candy. A4 section.
That's what I meant.
2.
It's called Dex Session, which is like a Dex concession.
Yeah, we'll be out there. We're very excited for King and Country.
It's going to be
Hawk
hot.
Nelson.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It is going to be
fireworks. Fun. Pastor Skip Heitzig.
Tam, would you go ahead and just pick up that lighter and light that fuse right there?
Don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh, no.
Thank
she's
you.
Right. Tam!
All right. That's a good one.
It's going to be good, guys.
Upset.
You can expect more of that.
There's the rest of my Spider-Man poster.
Well, there goes my pants. Currently out of dress code. Not supposed to wear shorts here. I have to explain that I was wearing pants at one time.
Shorts, right.
They look like shorts.
Lying.
Well,
okay.
It was fun while it lasted.
It's strawberry shortcake.
Hey, if you missed any of the show, hit the podcast. It'll be up here in a little bit. iTunes, Good to Play, Star88.fm. Just Google Morning Invasion. You get everything. Quality Tam. Thanks.
Bless you.
Bless you.
And also with you.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate you giving us a part of your day.
Bye, Starmy.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.